It's the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. Message for ugly people.
This is Frank in Manhattan. 9/11, a national holiday. What do you think, Frank?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
What do you think? What do you think, Frank?
Is this me?
That's you. Go right ahead.
Oh, well, I actually have never called a radio show before. This sounds interesting.
Well, here's what we do. First-time callers don't wait. If you're a first-time caller, I don't make you wait. I put you right on the air.
Oh, thanks. I've never called a radio show before, but I like listening to the interaction between people and the show hosts and hearing other people's opinions. And you're filling a void. And speaking of filling a void, how long do you think it'll be before the Don and Mike Show are back on in New York City?
I don't know. I wouldn't hold my breath for that, Frank.
Why do you suppose that would be?
I don't know. Don't they have some sort of contest where if, like, you can call me and say their names, you get a prize? Is that the deal here?
No, actually, it's not that at all. It's if I...
Very good. Very good. Don and Mike. Oh, God. I hope he gets a prize, though, for that.
Because I wasn't the fastest guy in the world, but you put us in mud, and I'm just as fast as most of the guys. Most guys can't run in mud.
I'll drink to that.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Fast and pissed off.
Okay.
A wop bam boom.
Outside my window, Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Box Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock.
Woo!
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock.
Woo!
Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
Capital T.
The decisions are just too important to me to make this out here.
Well, it's just a delight for me. How are you, Donald?
I am doing fine.
Are you Donald or Domingo?
And for you, I will be Domingo.
Domingo.
Wah, 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 wah.
They're at it again.
welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no, no, these are not the home of the Halloween spooks.
Get them out of here, please.
They're getting closer and closer to Halloween.
Hate them. They're here for him.
True story. A true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Flushot and all the ships at sea, broadcasting from an undisclosed location. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, new episode on this Friday. October 18th. Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
And we just missed it, Buzz. It's right there.
So close, and yet there. So far away.
No, we had it. I said, right, it's right.
It was
right,
almost perfect.
Right
now.
There.
Just a shade of missing perfection.
Just one more. Bam, 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 bam. I'm going to see why I had one tape left over that would have filled that bat if I would have played this.
Can I have 10,000 marbles, please?
Right there. That's your bat, bat, bat.
Flounder.
Yeah. That's your bat, bat, bat. So, hi, and welcome to the show.
Yes.
Big one it is. Let me see. Where do I begin? Oh, right here. See what this is? This is a tag that indicated I spent some time in the Department of Motor Vehicles today.
Ah, good for you. I certainly hope that that number is not indicative of your place in the line.
It certainly is.
Oh, really?
E-800.
My God.
Now, I will tell you that I arrived at the DMV, realized that my driver's license has expired.
Right.
So I realized this, and I think I got to go to the DMV. I got to get my license.
Of course.
So I know they open at 8:30.
Right.
I think I want to be the first guy there. So I pull up, and I get there about 8:10. And as it turns out, because of the sniper in D.C.,
yeah,
people normally wait in line for the DMV to open.
Yes.
And instead of a line of people, what you have instead is a line of belongings. You have, in front of the Sterling, Virginia DMV, there was a jacket. And behind the jacket was a sweatshirt.
Oh, God.
And behind the sweatshirt was like a pair of binoculars. And behind and what I did was I got out of my car and I walked up to the front door, walking past all of the articles of clothing and
right,
newspapers and stuff that
sure,
had been leading a trail.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, as soon as I got up by the door, I hear a cascade of horns honking at me.
Oh, God.
And it's all the people in the parking lot who have staked out, squatted out their place in line, yet
no,
they didn't want to stand.
Not fair.
You can't do that.
It's
not fair. If you're risking your life to stand at the door, you get in first.
That's right. I walk up by the front door and I hear, what? Hello? What? Hey, wait. Hey, what? So, I stand there for a second, and one by one, each of the squatters, And I might admit that all of them aliens, all of them absolute aliens.
Okay, well, then all the more reason.
They're not from here.
The more reason why you get that first place.
Many of them who could not even speak language. I don't know what they're doing driving cars, for goodness sake. They're honking at me. They come running up at me, and it looks like Ellis Island. There were so many people of different denominations and colors and shapes running up towards me.
Giving you a hard time.
Hold on, were you there this morning? Tim, were you there?
Hey, Don, that's the worst DMV in Virginia.
Well, I looked into it today.
I know.
Well,
you should have gone to the mall.
Yeah,
everybody everybody tells me that.
I've been to the mall. The mall ain't that great either.
You mean the one that's by JCPenney's?
Yeah.
You know the secret of that, though.
I was there on a bad day there, too.
You go to their website first, and it tells you exactly what the wait time is.
Which is perfect. So if the wait time is bad, you go, well, I'm not going to go now. Well, if the wait time is like 5-10 minutes or zero,
yeah,
then
what,
you go.
What if you check and it's 5 or 10 minutes, and by the time you get in your car,
right,
you drive there, it's an hour.
Well, you should live close like I do.
Yeah.
Like, well, again, like Buzz does.
Yeah.
Again, when you're barren,
uh-huh,
you can afford to live close to modern conveniences.
Yes.
You can,
no, I have the greatest solution of the
DMV. You can remember everybody's birthday. You can send everybody cards.
I have the best DMV in the world.
When you're Buzz.
What you do is you move to an area where the population is 8.
Yeah, so
and then
yeah,
your DMV you is I go to the same one down in beautiful Warrenton, Virginia, all the time, and it's great.
Isn't there a special line there for just tractors?
What's that?
So they can register tractors. They've got their own window out there.
It's great. I love it.
So I get up there, and as it turns out, it's mob. Well, I'm going to call it like it is. It's vigilante justice. It's mob rule,
yeah,
that I get pushed back. Me, the only true American in line.
So they were indicating to you that their belongings were there, yeah, and that doesn't work.
One person who finally spoke broken English to me,
mm-hmm,
indicated, came up and said, "We have been here since 7:45, and because of the sniper, we have laid our belongings down. That is my spot there. Your spot is around the corner." So at 8:30, exactly 8:30, they open the doors for DMV, and all of a sudden, I mean, it is like the clowns coming out of a little car.
Unbelievable.
Which is just a parade of gypsies.
We live in such an anthill around here.
An absolute parade of gypsies, yeah, coming to the DMV, and for God's sake, the line moves so slowly because they can't speak English. I don't know how they're possibly going to drive cars on our interstate highways if they can't speak the language to know what STOP means. But I'm waiting in line.
Why their shapes also.
Finally, I get up there, and the guy says to me, "What do you need?" And I said, my driver's license has expired. He says, "You're going to have to take the written test.
Right.
Fill out this form." I go, "Great, no problem." He says, "However, there are quite a few people who have come here to take the test today. And they have like 5 little computer stands where you now take the
yeah, I mean, they've streamlined it and tried to make it easier. Yeah.
They have, but the problem is that when you get there and your ticket says E-800.
And you have to wait in line just to get to the information kiosk,
yes, I waited in line,
right,
to get my ticket that says E-800,
right,
which indicated I would have to wait approximately 800 minutes,
wow,
to go to line, to that I would be told that I could go from that line to another line to stand behind people. And incidentally, all of them in front of me, God is my witness, failed. Every one of them,
wow,
in front of me failed.
It was time well spent.
800 minutes until the E's are over, and then, of course, they have to go with the D category.
And I'm standing there watching it, and there's no time limit on this.
Oh.
There's no time limit when you're standing at the little kiosk with the computer screen in front of you to take the test. And I swear to God, I'm amazed that the parade of foreigners in front of me didn't pass, because I could have sworn to God they were cheating, because they would turn around and you know, look at their friends and Pablo, and you would see them.
And you mentioned friends. Were there significant numbers of supporters?
Of course, because you can't go to the DMV by yourself.
Oh, heavens, no.
You have to bring your family.
Right.
You know, because they're gypsies.
So now
you have to bring your wife, your cousin, all of the children, all of the bastard children that you have,
no,
grandparents. And I'm looking at one guy who's taking the test and looking over the shoulder at his friend. And his friend looks like the first base coach for a baseball team. The friend is sitting there. He's doing the hand on the elbow and touching both sides, like, you know, no, answer C, answer. But they all failed. They all failed. And there were 9 guys in front of me.
How do you know they failed? You mean,
because after you take the test,
right,
you get the results immediately. Mm-hmm. It
yeah.
says right away on the screen.
And they call you up?
No, because you can see it.
Oh, okay.
Because
all right.
The computers are right next to each other. And as soon as you're done, as you punch in the last question, and a lot of times if you get, like, I don't know, 7 wrong,
right,
you're immediately disqualified.
Do you get to take it right away again? Or
I don't know. I don't know. But that was a problem, because they would fail and they didn't understand why they failed.
Sure.
They didn't speak the language.
Right.
Anyway, I passed, but I just
good.
I saved that as
did you get your license?
Yeah, I got my license.
Did you get a good picture taken?
I believe so. A nice smiling picture.
Can we take a picture, peek at the... We always show our driver's license pictures.
I don't think... It's not as good as Rob's.
Rob's is the best. Rob always does a goofy smile. My last one was like kind of a mugshot.
Is it still a 20-question quiz?
Yeah.
How many did you miss?
One.
That's not bad. I think I missed three.
One. There it is.
That's the picture. A nice, pleasant smile.
All right.
Like you were happy that the ordeal was over.
Me, after waiting for 800 minutes to get my goddamn driver's license.
Your winning smile.
So I get done with that, and then it's off to the back therapy, which is going much better.
Good.
And I've got tons more flexibility, and I'm feeling better with my, you know, because I was hit by a car.
Look at you. You're practically dancing today.
Yeah, with the hip. And I just want to say that one reason I've not minded going to therapy every day is because the women who work in this particular office that I go to,
right,
they're just all of them gigantic pieces of ass.
Wow.
There's not a fugly one there.
That's great.
And regardless of, and I don't want to call them out by name, but they know who they are.
Is it all kinds of physical therapy, not just your hip? Do they do like shoulders and knees and stuff? Oh, because this is really bothering me.
And Mike, you'll love it because
really,
as a matter of fact, at one point when I was laying on my back and they're doing this thing with your, seeing how far back I can pull my knees up.
Oh, there you go.
Towards my chest, and they're bending my knees. My knees were actually in this woman's bosom.
Wow.
As you know, my knees were feeling her bosom.
She's pressing your knees back into your chest, and she reached down and gave you a little tickle.
So I'm thinking, you know, things are on the upswing now. I've got some flexibility here. I got the beautiful women in the therapy, and she says to me, okay, now remain on your back, or remain on your belly, you know, with your back exposed, okay, and I'll be right back to use the thing on you, the wand.
Ultrasound.
Yeah, and what it is, it's a device that she holds herself that has like a little spinning thing on it, goes right down on the area that needs to be softened.
Mm-hmm.
So
needs to be probed.
So I am laying on my belly, and they have me on one of those tables that's got the spot in the middle for your head, you know, like the donut hole for your head. So I'm just laying there. I'm pretty relaxed.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, I feel a hand on my back, and the shirt gets lifted up a little bit, and my sweatpants get pulled down a little bit, my underpants get pulled down, and I feel the lotion going on, and then I feel the gentle hum, and I'm really feeling good until I hear, so, hey, dude,
it's the pimply face kid.
How's the radio show going? Or he says something like, hey, dude, you don't talk very much for a guy who's on the radio. And I turn around, I swear to God.
It's really your enemy there,
it's
right?
It's Jeremy, the pimply faced intern. And I turn around, I go, oh, no, this is almost gay. This is very close to gay.
So Jeremy hasn't done that to you while you've been in there?
No.
It's always been the ladies?
Now, Jeremy has come in and applied the little stick-em things and then turned the machine on and left. Jeremy's never applied the magic wand.
The goo.
The goo with
the ultrasound.
And apparently my big boobed therapist had other patients she had to see. So
what a crushing disappointment.
So I was just sitting there and feeling awkward, laying there feeling awkward as Jeremy, and no offense to him if he's listening, now he's a nice enough guy, he has a woman's touch.
Really?
I did not
like hands?
I could not discern when the touching began and the little started. I couldn't discern.
So he pulled your underpants down?
Yeah. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And that really just, that gave me the oogs, man.
It just takes all the fun out of it.
Right. So if you really want to, you want to, you know, for me, the weekend always starts on Friday.
Yes.
Because I like 72 hours of nonstop partying, not just 48 hours. And if you really want to start your three-day weekend off on the right foot, go to DMV, then go have a pimply-faced kid rub your ass for about a half hour.
There you go.
And then you're set.
It's fun. It's big-time fun.
That is the recipe for a fantastic weekend. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey. Making reference to the therapist rubbing her jugs on your knee.
Yeah.
How about the hair cuttery or when you go to the get your hair cut and you're a short guy like I am, you just happen to have them rub their private sector on your knee or touch your boob.
Well, you know what?
It happens a lot.
I think men are more Men are actually more sensitive than women to that. I mean, when you are doing something like getting a haircut and all of a sudden there's that intimate physical contact, you probably tense up, but you love every minute of it.
I bet you do, absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike. First of all, I want to say, Mike, I met you at the Patton Oswalt event a couple of weeks ago.
It's a funny guy, isn't he?
He's tremendously funny and
really?
Very, very gracious. And I wanted to call in earlier, but I went on vacation.
Well, thank you very much. That's a great show. That's a funny show. I love Patton Oswalt. I mean, if you get a chance in your city to see him and his stand-up act, go see him. He's funny.
He was hysterical. But the reason why I was calling today is because I almost got arrested at the Largo DMV on September 11th.
Why?
Well, I showed up there to get... I moved to Maryland from Virginia, which was my first mistake. And I had to get a new driver's license. And so I showed up, I went on the website, they say, bring your driver's license, your old driver's license, and another proof of photo ID and a couple of proofs of address. I show up there and to get my little ticket, you know, telling me when I can go up there to actually get my license.
Right.
The woman says, do you have your birth certificate or a passport? And I say, no. She says, well, you can't get your license. And so she hands me the little form. The form says, you need two forms of ID.
Right.
It doesn't say specifically you need the driver's license. And so anyway, I wound up getting into arguments with several different successive levels of supervisors. Finally, getting into an argument with the supervisor of the entire office about this.
Yeah, you know, I almost fell into that same trap myself today because they asked, I had the license that had expired yesterday, and they said, do you have a picture ID?
Right.
And I said, you're looking at the picture ID.
Yeah.
And they said, no, we need another one. Fortunately, and I don't know why.
What, another form of picture ID?
Yeah, I had a passport.
So that's all could be, right? I mean, for most people, that's all it could be.
I had a military ID, and that I thought was going to work. It should work fine.
Yeah, it should, I would think. Yeah.
All right,
but it gets even better, Don, because after this all happens and I leave the DMV, my wife is, meanwhile, getting our car re-registered. So I leave the DMV thinking I'm not going to come back in. And I get a phone call from my wife saying, hey, you've got to come in here. They want $1,200 to register our car.
Why?
Because we hadn't paid. The car was registered in Florida. My wife's a Florida resident. We hadn't paid personal property tax on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted $1,200. So I run inside. I tell my wife, do not pay it. Do not pay it. We'll register the car in Florida. I look down at her hand.
Who else is thinking about something else right now?
I'm sorry, Don.
Anybody?
Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye. Did you get arrested?
No, I did not.
All right, bye.
Goodbye. Happy ending.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I just had to stop myself for a second because I caught myself thinking about...
I drifted off right after the part where he said, I was gracious.
My niece is getting married tomorrow and is thinking, I have to go get a jacket. What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about Patton Oswalt's show.
What were you thinking about?
When he mentioned Florida, I just thought about how lovely it is there.
Here's the guy who says he's the therapist, Jeremy. I don't know if I believe him. Jeremy?
Hi, I'm calling from Joe Ardinger's office.
Oh, it's the Joe Ardinger fan.
Oh, dear.
Can I have the number for the PD from WISP? Because I'd like Joe's picture to be on their website.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hola. That is hello in Mexican. Hola.
Hola. Hola. I thought you said hold on, not bad.
No, hola. I learned that today in line at the DMV.
Quiero taco.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, Don, when you were in line today at the DMV, did Pedro or any of his friends say while they were taking the test, what does a yellow light mean?
Looks like the old Seinfeld.
Jim
Taxi, right.
Slow down.
Right. No,
what does a yellow light mean?
You got it all wrong. It's from Taxi. Get out of here. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, what am I doing wasting time with these dumb stories and these phone calls? But we have a real-life celebrity standing right across the glass.
You have another newsmaker?
Hold on. What is this? You ended the call too early. Hello, Brian?
I got a mic.
You mean that boring guy we ended that call too early?
Yes.
You mean you were actually able to...
I'm sitting here. I will never find out what happened. Did he have to spend the $1,200? We'll never know.
Someone was paying attention.
We'll never know.
All of us here, we were all...
I'm so upset.
We were all bored with it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll jot that down next time. Give the caller a little more time if it's an exciting story like that. Friday means only one thing, the newsmaker of the week.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
Writing it down. I want to see if I guessed it.
Well, show me.
No, no, you start it, and then I'll start turning around. Oh, but I'm probably wrong.
Show it to me first.
Because it doesn't make any sense to anybody.
No, show it to me first.
All right.
No.
Okay. Good guess, though.
Two inside.
I thought so, yeah.
Although it's someone in the radio business, Mike.
Okay.
There's this week's newsmaker. The winds have changed. Maybe next week would be appropriate for that one.
Okay.
The winds of change are blowing here at the good old WJFK radio station. Illustrated last week, you know, we added a new disc jockey to our station. He's fiercely opinionated. He pulls no punches. Commander of the No Spin Zone.
Ah.
Let's give a warm Don and Mike show welcome to Bill O'Reilly.
It's me, you liberal tool. You know, I hate you, I hate your politics, and your radio program. I didn't even want to come on this four-hour craft fest, except I felt I should promote my fantastic show, The Radio Factor, you know, with me in the driver's seat.
Oh, really?
No, O'Reilly. O'Reilly. You see, Dickface, that pawn is the kind of highbrow conceptual comedy that my money listeners can expect.
Hey, now listen, I wanted to tell you something. The listeners to the Don and Mike show get some pretty classy content as well, O'Reilly.
Oh, you're right, I forget. Isn't it time for you to go put some spoons in the dryer?
Take it easy, Bill.
Take it off your duke, Don.
Oh, wow. Let me tell you something. Hold on. We have classy guests on our show. Just a couple of days ago, we had on the great columnist Tom Shales.
Oh, Tommy Pinko Shales? The right arm of the left wing? No one has done more to put that great country in the sad shape it is than that liberal filth merchant. You know, he and his kind make me sick.
Now, Bill, see, here's where you lose me. Tom Shales is a TV critic.
Who cares? I don't care. I ain't never even heard of Tom Shales. You know, but I do surely like to blame some, you know, I like to blame people for things, you know.
You like to blame people. Can you give me an example?
I sure can, Baron von Fickle. Why do you suppose we're having all the trouble with Iraq?
Why are we having the trouble with Iraq? Probably because W's dad couldn't finish the job when he was in office.
No. The fault lies clearly. Clearly, with WYSP program director Tim Sabia.
Oh, no.
Why good old Tim Sabia?
Why not? You know, I've never met him, but he kind of rushed me the wrong way. So I blame him, and I hate Woody Wilson, too. And Stacey Keach seems like a prick. You know, maybe I'll blame global warming on him.
All right, so you blame stuff on all these people. But Bill, I got to tell you something. Out of all these people you've mentioned, you seem like the prick.
Hey, wait a minute. Speaking of pricks. Did you get a chance to meet my pain-in-the-ass niece?
I don't think so.
Well, her name's Megan. That's right, Megan. She's the new WJFK spokesmodel.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know she was your niece. She came in yesterday on rollerblades.
Well, that's what I call a bitch on wheels.
Wow.
Yeah, but she can suck the chrome off a trailer hitch. Booyah!
Bill, that is no way to talk about your niece.
Well, at our last O'Reilly family reunion, I saw her suck a golf ball through 10 feet of garden hose. You know, what a low-rent whore. You know, Grandma O'Reilly still talks about what a disappointment she is.
Let's not talk about your niece. Let's talk about your radio career. How do you think your show's doing here on WJFK Radio?
What, on this broke dick station? I could get better market coverage with a bullhorn. You know, I only took the gig because your general manager is such a rube.
You mean our general manager.
Right. You know, if by acting you mean retarded.
Hey, now,
wow.
Do not talk that way about Alan Linewand.
I wasn't. I was speaking about Ken Stevens.
Ken Stevens, he is no longer.
Oh, really? Well, then, this contract I had co-signed by Jeremy Coleman might as well have been printed on toilet paper. You know, this must be another right-wing conspiracy, you know, thanks to Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder. What does Winona Ryder have to do with this?
Nothing. You know, haven't you figured out my act yet? Let me make it simple for you, asswipe.
Okay.
I rail on celebrities and current events. Yet I can't even read a common newspaper, you know, like the G-Man does.
Now, hold on. I'm hearing something here. Very just, you can't read?
All right. I'll bait myself. You know, but I'm on TV. Are you not, sucker?
Well, you can't read. You can't write. How do you do TV and radio shows if you are illiterate?
I drink. I drink a lot. Alone. Like Michael Merrill.
I knew that was coming.
Do you know Mike?
Sure. Hot dog anus. Red sauce anus. Mad at spokesmodel anus. Old anus. Forgot Buzz's birthday twice anus. Fall through window on a boat anus. Leather vest anus, anus, anus. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Bill.
Did you know the O'Reilly Factor is broadcast on high def every night, anus?
Now, listen, O'Reilly, back off my friend Mike. He's a good guy.
Sure is. Sure is. You and Mike did that awful show with people having sex in a church.
But Bill?
Sex in the church. Sex in the church in the middle of the day with innocent Catholics standing and receiving communion just yards away.
Now, Bill, you've got it wrong.
When will this nonsense stop? But I bet you guys thought it was funny because you called Daryl. You actually thought it was funny when you called Daryl Cal's widow before the baseball game, too, right?
Now, Bill, that wasn't us either.
And all this talk about dragging people behind cars. How far is too far?
Oh, dear.
When will it end? You guys disgust me.
Hey, dude, now listen. We did not do any of that.
I don't care. Someone must be blamed. You know, that's what I'm talking about. I'll take you down to Chinatown.
All those things you talked about. Sex in the church, calling the baseball players a widow, dragging people behind cars. We don't do that kind of stuff on the Don and Mike show.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You guys do faggoty stuff like match game and hung for cash. You know, it's just as bad. Burnham's a crime, and you two are guilty of sin.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I talk and talk, you know, just to see what sticks to the wall. That's right. Remember, I am not a real journalist. You know, I was the original host of Inside Edition, you know.
That is a fact.
Yeah, and I was in line to host Hollywood Squares till that homosexual kids-tortured Tom Bergeron got the gig.
Would you have hosted the Hollywood Squares, a game show?
Nope. Just another one of my lies. I remember, I lie, but I don't spin.
Well, for me, a spin is the same as a lie. What's the difference?
None whatsoever. You know, as soon as America wises up, I'm going to Bermuda. That's right. But for now, life is good. Life is good. I am kicking Larry King's ass, and that snowy Topsfield Donahue is coming out of my stool. Whee! I am king of Fox News Channel. You know, let me tell you something. Two more good Nielsen's, and Rupert said I could violate Greta Van Susteren.
Bill, now, I don't know, you cannot see this at home, folks, but Bill O'Reilly is actually spinning right now, physically spinning like a top.
Amazing. Wow.
Me get dizzy.
Me get dizzy.
Run around and spin. Whee!
Oh, wow.
Watch out, Greta.
We are talking to WJFK's newest radio host and national TV star, Bill O'Reilly.
Whee!
Oh, wow.
I am an independent. And I can't read all right.
Bill, you are violating your own no-spin zone right now.
Don, you are violating God's master plan.
Do you believe in God?
I am God. Whee! Spin, Will, spin. Whee!
Bill, he's spinning. It's a no-spin zone.
Bill, you mentioned you are God. Here in D.C., we're looking for the serial sniper who is also claimed to be God. Might there be a connection?
Well, all I say is this. If you don't want to be shot, you'd better spin. Watch Steve Ducey tomorrow morning on Fox and Friends.
He's spinning like crazy. What? One last thing, Bill.
Hey, I'm not doing the AIDS bit again, Dickweed.
Please?
No AIDS zone. Besides, AIDS can be blamed on one person. And that person is movie star Michael Douglas.
Wow.
He's a registered sex addict and son of a common stroke victim.
Now, I don't understand.
Me either.
I don't.
How long can we allow stroke victims to procreate?
Oh, no.
It's gone too far already, and there's no end in sight. You know, that's the topic of the show tonight. Hey, where's my hot niece, Megan? She can spin on this. Oh, that's nice.
Bill O'Reilly, you are obviously not the same man you appear to be on TV or radio.
Don, you're obviously a BM eater.
Thank you for entering our no-spin zone, Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, thank you, Dickface. I really must go vomit now, as I've been spinning for nearly 5 minutes. Good day to you, sir.
But Bill, hold on. Let me ask you about the disco records you play on your show when you come out of commercials.
Well, I said good day. What goes up must come down.
Bill O'Reilly.
Spinning wheel, got to go around. Talking about your troubles, the crying sin. Ride a pin up on a leather spinning wheel spin.
There he is.
Bravo. What a performance this week.
There he is, the Dynamite Newsmaker of the Week.
What a performance.
No spin zone.
My man.
Bill O'Reilly.
The crazy Bill O'Reilly. Who knew that,
man?
Who knew that he was that crazy?
Way to have him sing the whole song at the end, boys.
That kooky.
My God.
That nutty.
Oh, wow.
What a kookala.
He is a kookala.
What a nut.
Jesus Christ.
I could listen to him sing right up Panted Pony.
You don't know, Rob and I, you should have heard.
Rob and I tried to teach,
he'd never heard of the song.
Yeah, I figured that's why you guys did a good job. He had the pitch. Yeah.
Rob and I are in the room, and what goes up must come down. So you'd go, what goes up must come down.
Good job. Timmy, my man.
There you go. There you
go. That's fantastic.
Now, Robbie, when are we getting our flu shots?
We should break, and then we can do our flu shots.
Excellent. Okay.
If you've never heard us get our flu shots, ladies and gentlemen, if this is the first time you've ever heard this, I just urge you to stick around. It's something that manages always to be a little entertaining.
Just let me say this. One person who really, for being such a prick, doesn't like to be pricked.
Huh.
Right. There's one person with a very low tolerance for pain on this show.
Okay, and we're not going to tell you who it is.
No, I'm not. Look at his big flathead right now. Be the 100th crawler, you animals, and you'll get a shot at... Now, the jackpot is being reduced because I'm going to give you a way over your head, absolutely out there clue for the secret sound.
Good.
So the jackpot is going down to $500 because I'm going to offer such an easy clue. Phone number 877-365-3636. 100th caller right now gets a shot at the money. Mike has already written his guess, and Mike's guess is...
I shouldn't do this. In fact, don't... I'm not going to... A friend of mine called me and had this idea. So if it is,
all right,
you have to just nod your head and don't say whether it is or it isn't.
All right.
Just tell me if it isn't.
Stick deodorant mechanism.
I guess that would be a no.
No, it is.
Sorry
not.
About that, Mike.
Be the 100th caller right now and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where is Jeff Spicoli? I saw him earlier today near the first floor bathrooms. Is he still on campus? Anyone? Yes, Desmond?
I saw him by the food machines.
How long ago?
Right before class.
Okay. Bring him in. What is this fascination with truancy? What is it that gets inside your heads? There are some teachers in this school who look the other way at truants. It's a little game that you both play. They pretend they don't see you. You pretend you don't ditch. Now, who pays the price later? You.
Wait a minute. There's no birthday party for you here. Oh, Mr. Hunt.
What's the reason for your truancy?
You couldn't make it on time.
You mean you couldn't or you wouldn't?
It was like a full crowd scene at the food lines.
Food will be eaten on your time. Why are you continuously late for this class, Mr. Spicoli? Why do you shamelessly waste my time like this?
I don't know.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Grand Marshals of the Retard Parade. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, here we go. Call number 100. Trying to give away the cash. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up, brother?
Hola, who's this?
This is Jeff from Mobile.
Jeff from Mobile, Alabama, on WABB. That's the station, right?
That's it. It's AM 1480.
Right. Jeff, we got the DVD of Wind Talkers with Nicolas Cage available now on DVD. And rent or buy it today at Hollywood Boulevard from MGM Home Entertainment. Okay, here's the clues for the sound as we've given them to you already. It's common everyday sound. Has to do with your personal hygiene, a product that can be purchased nationwide at 7-Eleven, and a product that is in desperate need by Joe Ardinger. Your clue today is... I may have to confer with my partner in crime for just a moment on this.
Listener loss.
he won't like it.
All right. Above the waist. Above the waist.
That's a good clue.
Yeah. Hmm. You know what? You know how I know it's a totally unhelpful clue? When you smile, when you unhinge your jaw and smile, and you say, good clue, I know, above the waist. Now, I was never thinking of anything that would be below the waist.
Well, it has to do with hygiene.
Yes, well, most hygiene. I mean, unless you're talking about toilet paper.
Well, Mike, hello. Hello. The ass, the anus. Big part of the show. I think I've given you a gigantic hint.
And I always keep mine sparkling clean.
Above the waist. For $500, we'll play you the sound now, give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Creed.
Hey, someone today in Philadelphia, there's a program director who right now is compulsively trimming his beard, and he has got a boner a mile wide.
I'm not going to sing.
Don't delete that out, what I just said about Tim's appendage.
I will do the guy from Creed singing a Frank Sinatra song.
Okay. Oh, wow. And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Very distinctive. Remember now, hygiene, available at 7-Eleven. Joe really needs it. And the hygiene product is used above the waist. Waist up.
I've got you under my skin.
Yeah! Yeah!
And you take me higher.
For $500, what's the sound?
Yeah, I'm a little torn. 7-Eleven. Hygiene, trying to get into your and Rob's heads.
Plenty of room.
I'm gonna go with 7-Eleven closing the cap on a packet of Tic Tacs.
Closing the little thing on the click on a package of Tic Tacs. You don't know.
Forward.
You don't know how close.
We're sorry.
You don't know how close you are, my friend.
Sounded like plastic. I was going to go with.
No.
One guess for customer.
And don't forget that every guess is a clue for you. A clue for you. And you're close, my friend.
Wow.
Good luck scaling the wall and getting out of Alabama. Now, boy, you know, rather than if we're going to get our flu shots, what's the CSI song? Wait, like, who are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's not appropriate.
That
what do you have, Quincy? Is that the music you have, Quincy?
How about the, don't we have the old theme from Medical Center?
Don't we have Medical Center?
Medical Center, guys.
That
that's what we use for that.
There's a recent
that
show.
CSI last night, a great one, because it was all about midgets.
Yeah.
Little people down doors.
You know, I had a comment. Now, Mike is a new viewer to CSI.
Yeah, and I called you last night asking about how dark it appears on the screen. Like, they use shadows and low-level light a lot,
yeah.
And I wasn't sure whether it was my TV set.
No.
But there's one thing, and I don't know why it got under my skin. It didn't really get under my skin so much. It's something that they made notice of last year, William Peterson is partially deaf.
Yeah, going deaf.
And yeah, he's going deaf because there was a show last year where he couldn't hear something, a big piece of evidence,
right.
And ended up losing a case because of it.
Right.
And at the end of the show last night, I guess because he had been, you know, seen the light, because, you know, midgets are people too.
Dwarves.
Dwarves, little people.
Dwarves are people too, that at the end he was doing the sign talk thing, and I wish they wouldn't do that.
The sign language, or the whole storyline about his ears.
Yeah, and also I don't like it that they've got two stories going at once now on every episode.
But you told me about the fact when they show something like an injury happening, and you see that kind of graphic bloody thing, and that was I think I picked a good episode to hop aboard.
Yes, you did.
It's very much like the movie Three Kings.
Very entertaining show.
See the bullet going in, but this year that would really the death thing. That's just me.
Yeah.
That's just me. That one thing they haven't done on CSI is get a lot into the personal lives of the people.
Right.
And I'm happy that they haven't. That it's pretty much just every week someone's dead, and you find out how they're dead.
I like the science stuff, the criminal science.
Yeah, that's you know, when you watch, think about it too.
When you watch that show, you just you know, I found myself just drifting off and wondering, with all that forensic technology that they have, how come they can't catch the son of a bitch that's doing this around these things?
Well, part of the problem is we got idiots like the guy yesterday who was lying to the cops and telling them that he had seen the sniper and seen the van, and he was making the whole thing up. Anyway, that'd be just a minute criticism of CSI. Just, no need to have two plots going at once.
Okay.
You know, last night I would have been happy with the midget killings.
Dwarves.
Little
people, dwarves.
Right. And what was
the dwarf is going to come down here and kick you in the gonads.
And what was the other plot, incidentally, last night? It was
the lady that got hit.
Yeah.
The investigator assaulted,
Right.
She was all nervous and scared.
Right. The guy that got hit in the head with a video game.
The nurses are here.
Right.
And, yes, here they are. We're ready to get our flu shots.
Yay. Hello, nurses.
Hi, girls.
Step right up to the microphone.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, it's the Fight the Flu campaign.
They're the happy, perky nurses today.
Sponsored by Inova Health Source for dates and times. If you need to get a flu shot, we recommend it. Call 877-895-5BUG. Or go to www.inova.org.
I think after all these years, all of us on the show actually consider this one of the nicest perks of the job.
It is.
That we have these wonderful nurses come in every year and give us these lovely flu shots.
It helps.
You're so sweet.
Thank you very much.
We're really glad to be here.
Especially when it gets to be February and everybody's getting sick.
Absolutely. And, I really do believe that, on average, I think we all do very well
when we get these flu shots.
All right. We'll do this very quickly. Ladies, your names, your first names are?
I'm Karen Ray.
Hi, Karen, and?
Louise Moore.
Okay.
And they call me Nurse Ratchet, though.
Nurse Ratchet.
Nurse Ratchet. All right, well.
Just want to watch the World Series, nurse.
We're about as disrobed as we're going to get. Speaking of the World Series, Mike.
Yes.
Let's hear it for the Rally Monkey.
Hey, the Rally Monkey.
Rally Monkey.
Yay.
Yeah. All right, we're ready for the shots. We're all down to undershirts.
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
Mike, you want to go first?
Sure. Absolutely. I'm always the first.
And nurses, now explain this to me again while you prep Mike's arm. You're not actually shooting the virus into us, right?
Well, in a way we are, but it's a dead virus, so it can't make you sick. But it's three brands of the flu. And it's been killed, so it's a dead virus. But
it's a dead virus. It's a virus that doesn't live anymore.
All right, we'll go ahead.
Shoot him quick.
And I'd love to do this.
What I'd like to do for this to demonstrate the fact that it is so completely painful.
It really is.
I'd like to sing a little something as we are getting the... Are you going to the other arm?
Well, are you right-handed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I thought you were left-handed.
Well, no, I'm left-handed, but that's the important arm.
Yeah, drumming.
The J-O arm?
No, it's the drumming arm, Don.
Oh, the drumming arm.
That's my important hand.
I'm going to start against the wall and run towards you.
I've got you under my skin.
God, could you please
win
the century?
I've got you deep in the heart of me. Have you done it yet? So deep in... What? She did it. I just got her.
I didn't even know.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. Thank you. A retractable syringe.
Wow.
Okay, who's next?
I am.
Lisa.
Lisa needs hers in the buttocks.
Oh, she has such a lovely muscle here. Here you go.
Oh, look at that.
It's all done. It's all done.
Wow. Lovely. Thank you.
So fast.
Sticker on your arm.
Look at that. And now, Charlie Broyhill, have you actually come down to get a flu shot?
You know, this
when in years past, we had to cajole you, beg you to get a flu shot.
Yes, I have.
You've come down, so now you actually seek it out.
This is my fourth year.
Excellent.
I think.
I had the tape all ready for you, Charlie.
I'm sure you did, Rob. Yeah, I know.
No, it's right here. We had it for you.
All right, bring over Charlie. Charlie's going to get
here. Everybody, come on over. Take care of him.
Go ahead.
Right into the microphone here.
You want me to hold your hand?
Please.
He doesn't like needles. Oh, that's a long one.
Yeah.
He got the biggest one.
Good job.
That is a big needle.
You were very good. No flu for smiley off. Sticker.
Oh, look at that. Where's my sticker?
All right, I'm ready. Now I'll do it like Mike did.
Arm.
Should my vision be blurry now?
I'll sing too.
No one's allowed to pass out on it.
Okay.
Are you ready, honey? Here we go. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Girls say, boys say, hey, baby. Hey, baby. Girls say,
don't put
boys
these things
say,
if you're scared.
Hey, baby, hey, baby. Girl, ow! I'm kidding because I'm a kidder. Hardly felt it.
That was very funny. Right, and way to get it. Hey, way to modernize it. Way to modern it up.
Oh, hold on. What are you doing?
Blood.
What happened?
Stand the sight of blood.
Oh, what happened? Bleeding. Honey, what'd you
He's
do?
Bleeding like a stuck pig.
Bleeding. You're bleeding.
What's your fault?
It's a whole drop.
Jesus, Nurse Ratchet. What'd you do to me?
She stuck you.
She put a hole in me.
Definitely
Jesus.
A little hole.
Well, I want to tell you,
there's a river of blood.
That is National Treasure blood right there.
There is a river of blood running down your arm.
Thank you.
Scotch blood, right?
Joe is getting his shot now.
Here is Joe Ardinger.
I don't like these.
You don't like needles?
Slow Joe Ardinger.
Here you go.
Oh. See? Okay. Nothing to it, Joe.
You okay, Joe?
Yeah.
Right. Nothing to it.
Usually I sit down, but...
And Buzz, you ready?
What, do you pass out sometimes, Joe?
All right, let's get ready to this guy.
Joe just nodded his head at me like he's going...
Yeah.
You say, dude.
All right, next Nurse Ratchet would be Buzz Burbank.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay. Make sure you don't break Buzz's brittle bones.
Yes.
It's important for the elbow.
One time when he got a shot, that needle went clean through the arm.
We like to use the left arm.
Okay. Clean through the arm into the wall. It was a nasty
a long
scene.
Run.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
Here's all right, look at this. Everybody is coming in to horn in on this year.
That's just amazing.
You know, Wendell Hall's going to get his in a minute, and when you stick Wendell Hall, you'll pull back like a whole thimble full of nicotine.
Don't feel it at all.
Yeah, you have to go through his Nicorette patch. And let me ask you something, Nurse Ratchet. What about that attractive tattoo that Buzz has on his arm?
Oh, I can't wait to go home and tell everybody about it.
Isn't that just ducky? That's a good line.
All right, now here is Buzz.
I did it.
She doesn't know why she did it.
It looks good. Just see every little.
There's Buzz, and here is Wendell Hall now getting his shot. Okay. And as you've heard,
big muscle for me to go to.
Everybody has been very nice. And Rob,
how was it, Wendell?
Thank you.
Didn't even
everything go okay?
Yeah, it was fine.
Good.
We're ready for a Rob Spiewak, and then that's it. Let me mention once again the Fight the Flu campaign, sponsored by Anova Health Source. For details and times, very important to get your flu shots. Call 877-895-5BUG or go to their website at www.
Hey, we have a Hall of Fame football player that's going to get his flu shot on our show.
Nova.org. And here is Sam Huff, everybody.
Sam Huff, ladies and gentlemen.
Legendary Sam Huff.
Don't hurt me.
Hi, Sam.
You have a lot of trouble. Very low pain threshold with this guy.
Always a pleasure to have Sam stop by the show. How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing real good.
Sam, you were a big part of the show yesterday on Match Game, as always. We had all kinds of questions involving you, Sam Huff. Sam, hold on a second. Could you talk while you're getting a shot?
I can scream.
All right, hold on. Let's see if Sam screams. So remember now, Sam...
not going to hurt me.
Sam was Lawrence Taylor before Lawrence Taylor was Lawrence Taylor.
Here we go. Hey, look at that some of that old film. You see, Sam doesn't mind pain.
Take your shirt off, please.
You'd be disappointed.
I want
to
wear.
Oh, look at
that. That's funny.
You need tire up on the arm.
I have more hair than funny.
All right, he's yanking up the sleeve. There you go.
There we go. There's the arm. Look at that. Look at that arm. Imagine how many...
Sam, did you ever have that arm broken, just out of curiosity? Was that arm ever broken?
I ever had broken was my nose.
Your nose. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
No problem.
If I would have worn a face mask, I'd have been okay.
Okay. All right.
There would have been times I didn't wear a face mask.
I would have thought you would have had more broken bones than that.
No, I broke a few others.
Okay. Sam?
other people.
This weekend, I know you're biased because you're calling the game, but who do you think wins against the Redskins or the Packers?
I hate to pick against the Redskins, but you're playing against a quarterback three times... NFL Player of the Year, Don.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this guy, he starts slow, but he finishes fast. So I'm thinking this guy's one of the great quarterbacks of all time, Brett Favre.
Absolutely.
So, and the Redskins got a new guy on the block. So
Ramsey.
So, I mean, you know, and so, hey, I'll tell you what, defense alone can win the game if they play their game.
And what about for our friends in Philly, another huge game this weekend, Eagles and Tampa Bay?
Who?
Eagles at Tampa Bay.
I got to tell you, I don't give a damn. I don't care.
Sam, you can really help us here. You know, for all you people listening on WYSB, Sam's a kidder. Right?
I do the Redskins games. I've been here since 1964. The best thing the Eagles ever did was send Sonny Jurgensen down here, you know. And so he's my best friend, and we get along just great.
Sam, have you ever stopped to think about, really, in all the time we've known you, and our relationship with Sam started poorly.
Yes, it did.
Did you imagine...
At the other station, as a matter of fact.
Right, yeah,
did you ever imagine a day, Sam, when you, the great Sam Huff, would feel free to walk in to our show while we were on the air and you'd be a part of it?
It's a good thing you guys are giving free shots. You know that?
Now, Sam, I want you to watch a real man take a shot. If you wouldn't mind
observing Rob Spiewak right here.
Rob, you know, I hear him all the time give his countdown on 30 seconds to
Sam
commercial.
Sam, yeah,
he is a true man, a real man. Watch him get his flu shot.
Watch this, Sam.
Let me say this. If you faint, you're on your own.
Okay.
He can handle it.
It's not bad.
Ready? Yeah.
put a lollipop in his mouth.
A lollipop.
Candy corn's my favorite.
There went all the tubes out of the receiver. Holy cow!
All the tubes are out of the receiver now.
Yeah, all the tubes.
Over in West Virginia, everybody's be coming to dinner. You know.
Thank you, nurses.
Thank you very much,
girls.
Nurses.
And all the health source. Sam, great seeing you.
This is great being on.
Thank you, Sam Huff, Hall of Famer.
Yeah. You guys are
Redskins broadcaster, great New York Giant player.
All right, thank you, Sam.
That is, I said I was.
This is Sam Huff.
Yes, did you break anybody's nose? No, he broke a lot of other people's bones, which he did when he played in the NFL.
Yeah. I didn't want to tell him to his face. I guess a lot of the answers to Matt's game were Sam Huff's penis.
I know. This is true. That's true. Well, you know, he still has that aura about him, you know.
I know.
A little thing. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Nurse Ratched.
Kick some ass, he could.
He could.
Thank you, Nurse. Oh, we get, what are we getting? Stickers? Oh,
I'm
stickers.
Cool. I got my shot.
I got my shot.
And the other one says, I got my shot. Oh, this is great.
I'm going to need one of those.
Fantastic.
For those of you who have not been a long-time listener to the show, you have to know how the relationship with everybody knows who Sam is. Right. Sam Huff, really, we kid. He is the greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL. And when Mike and I were doing the morning show at another radio station 15 years ago.
You used to do stick about Sam all the time.
I mean, we used to goof on Sam.
Well, I used to goof on him continuously until Frank Herzog set us up.
Yeah, here's the deal. We were going out to Dallas to go to a Redskins game. We were on the same plane as Sam Huff. And Frank Herzog, who's the play-by-play guy, who's also been on our show plenty of times, he comes up and he goes, hey, Don and Mike. It's Sam.
He is reading the newspaper in the first class compartment of the plane. Sam is sitting in back of him. Frank is reading the newspaper, and with the newspaper still held up, Frank Herzog said, as Don and I walked by, he said, hey, Sam, these are the guys that make fun of you all the time.
No, these are the guys that say you're stupid.
Yeah, something like that, right, yeah.
And immediately Mike and I...
We looked down at Herzog, who's getting his ultimate payback.
You know, and Frank was in his glory because he had just
he loved it.
He had just had his new set of hair plugs put in. And he was feeling really good about himself.
Where were we coming back from? Dallas.
Dallas, yeah. And he had set us up, and Sam Huff, monster of a man that he is, came up and very gently put one arm on each shoulder, one on my shoulder and one on my shoulder.
And we were showing the Adam's apple. You know, really.
I really thought he was going to knock our heads together like coconuts. And he said, I don't care what you say.
I don't care what you say about me. Don't ever question my intelligence. And I believe our response was something along the lines of,
yes, sir. And it was a strained relationship, to say the very least, but look how far we've come with Sam.
Yeah, they listen to the show. They dig the show. And then when Don started hosting the pregame show for the Redskins, that's when it got even better. And you know, we like those guys. They're originals, and there's nothing like them, and they're fun to listen to. And, you know, really, I really don't think listening to the radio and listening to football games would be the same without Frank and Sonny and Sam. It's great.
And I'll go back to Philly again. That when you listen to the Eagles, you want Merrill Reese. Right. You know that he's the voice of the Eagles.
Right.
And I'm sure every town is that way with their announcers. I will say this about Sonny, Sam, and Frank, our guys who call the Redskins games. You can get in your car and you don't know the score. You don't know what quarter it is. You don't know anything. You turn it on. You can tell within 10 seconds if the Redskins are winning or losing.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell immediately because either they're very happy and giddy and they're laughing and they're talking all over each other, where they're sullen and they're mad.
Yeah.
They do let it all hang out.
And speaking of the Eagles, I have a question for you since you do follow the game a little bit more, even though your fantasy team is struggling.
I'm 0-6. I would hardly be called
the guru
at this point.
Still, Tampa Bay still have a good run defense. Are they still good defensively against the run?
Like Warren Sapp,
the best in the league, right?
Well, you're thinking about starting Deuce Staley.
I got picked up Deuce Staley. I'm giving some thought to maybe starting him.
Ixnay.
It just passes though too.
Ixnay. I've got two Eagles. I'm not starting either one. I'm not starting
Antonio. All right, then I'll just go. Maybe I'm going to do the Don Geronimo lineup and go with three wide receivers this week.
I'm not starting Antonio Freeman. I'm not starting James Thrash.
Could be Peerless Price, Ward Hines, and Curtis Conway.
I'm afraid of the Tampa Bay defense. I am afraid. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, about this CSI business. By the way, hi, Donnie G.
Hi there.
Are you watching the same show that I'm watching? Because you keep dropping these little snippets like every episode's in a casino, blah, blah, blah. They've had like three episodes in casinos.
How often do you watch the show? Because I watch it and
week.
They're in the casino an awful lot.
Almost always they have two plot lines, if not three.
No, there's negative.
There have been a couple, three plot lines in a single episode.
They may be, but back when the show first started, it was one person who was killed.
Really?
Really. I mean, how long have you been watching the show? Listen, you are not my friend. Did you see the episode just 2 weeks ago?
I'm off on that hook.
Did you see the episode just 2 weeks ago?
Warning. Will Robinson.
Where there was
danger.
Where there
danger.
Was,
professional
there was,
caller.
I know, but hold on. Let me make my point here. There was the guy that was died while he was playing cards. Mm-hmm. And last night when the Midgets were having their convention. Where were they having their convention?
The one with the card game, that was the first one when it was really in a casino.
Now, hold on.
Like
hold on. Hey, wait. Last night with the Midgets, with the Dwarfs.
Oh, that was absolutely in a casino.
And when the one Midget was using the stick, what was she using the stick for? Oh, that's right, to play a slot machine.
For Mike's trick.
What ass?
And his cell phone died.
And there he goes.
That was he's called before. That was the warning I wanted to. He wanted to go longer too. That was that is a guy. His MO. Just so we know, he starts out with a very amicable way, and he works his way in, and he's one of the professional arguers that will elevate it, and always has an agenda, and it goes from being, hey Donnie G, it's always that really that over the top kind of jive familiarity,
right,
and he evolves into a really nasty argument that culminates with him not liking the show.
Well, whatever. It's based in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Just about every episode I've ever seen, they're in a casino.
At some point or another.
And I'm walking through a casino.
I mean, I love that. I love it when it takes place. The fact that it takes place in Vegas is great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm calling from Philly. I'm a new time listener.
Thanks.
But I wanted to tell you, the Eagles have beat Tampa Bay 52-10 in their last two games.
Sir, I know that, but are you aware how well the Tampa Bay defense is playing this year?
Against the Eagles, they just don't have it.
Sir? Let me just tell you, I am 0-6.
Well, let me ask my caller then.
In my fantasy league, I have to get points.
Let me ask the guy on the line here. Do you think I should start Deuce Staley this week?
I don't know about Staley, but I think Don should start Thrash and Freeman, and he'll be 1-6.
Really? And now, what kind of guarantee do I have from you if I start these guys and they stink up the joint?
Send you some money. I don't got that.
All right, hold it. Maybe I'll go with one of them, but there's no way I'm starting both of them. No way.
Bad decision, but you're going to be 0-7.
All right, thank you.
Who are your tight ends? Who are you? You got Bubba Franks.
Bubba Franks and I don't know. I don't know. The guy Chad Lewis from the Eagles.
Yeah, I see. I thought you had an Eagle.
My team is like half Rams, half Eagles. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Pretty smart. Pretty smart. Draft all the same guys from the same team. Pretty smart. 0-6. Yeah, I'm pretty smart. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, that guy's wrong. There was a robbery in the one casino where someone got killed.
Of course, every episode of CSI involves the casino.
Yeah, there's a guy getting shot dead in the robbery hold.
He wasn't about the argument, guys.
Yeah, and if nothing else, I just like seeing the establishing shots of Vegas.
Yeah. Great looking. Amen, brother.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, yeah, I was going to call about the guy complaining about being in LA casinos. It's in Las Vegas. What else is going to be out in Las Vegas other than casinos?
No, listen, Mike called it, right? The guy was just trying, he's just a prick trying to start an argument.
That's what it's about.
Here on our Happy Friday get-together.
And if you're wondering what other places there could be in Vegas besides casinos, let me familiarize you with a place named Jaguars.
Son and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
That guy's an idiot.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks for the bulletin.
The Buccaneers are going to kick ass, first of all.
Oh, that guy. I thought you were talking about the CSI guy.
No, well, he's an idiot, too. Did you see it when they were talking to the little people? And they said, yeah, we always come up with the short end of the stick.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
All right, thanks, man.
And the one guy, I noticed the one guy, the one dwarf who originally gave the CSI investigators Sobran, the guy who lifted up his chair.
That was the best scene in the whole thing.
He's the Seinfeld midget. He's the
midget,
the midget who was Kramer's friend on Seinfeld when they would wear the matching Hawaiian shirts.
When do you think, seriously, with the amount of times you said midget, when do you think Scott the Dwarf is going to actually burst in through here with his little Kings, like, mesh T-shirt on?
I'm kind of baiting him right now.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a long time.
And I don't mean he baiting him in that Carmen Electra way.
All right, I know.
What's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, I called to give you a little bit of crap about singing a song about boys getting girls in the back. Are you switching over to the evil side?
What song is he talking about?
What, come again?
Is he talking about the Gwen Stefani?
Shot. Yeah, when you're getting your flu shot, man.
All I did was sing, "Hey baby, hey baby."
Yeah, the boys get the girls in the back.
Well, what's the song you would choose to sing, sir?
I didn't even say that. All I sang was, "Hey, baby."
Yeah.
Well, you were singing a song about it. I thought you were coming over to the evil side and joining the rest of us in the world.
No, I'm not.
Are you gay?
No.
Do you think the song, "Hey, baby," is about anal?
Well, if boys get the girls in the back, what else could it be about?
Oh, wow. Is it?
No, it's just like
We should enlighten ourselves
like
if it is.
Stabbing them in the back. I don't think it's about anal. Hold on.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, let's find out.
Oh, here we go.
We're going to analyze the song.
Hey, baby, hey, where food comes out. I'm the kind of girl that hangs with the guys like a fly on the wall. It's got nothing to do with anal. Are you still there?
Taking it in.
Hello? I have another guy called and hung up.
Could be about doggy.
I got the lyric right here. Hey, baby, hey, baby. Jesus Christ, how small are these words? It's the kind of girl hangs with the guys like a fly on the wall with my secret eyes, taking it in, easy to be feminine with my makeup, watching all the sin. No, there's nothing in there about anal.
Anything about KY jelly?
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Petroleum jelly.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Bonnie? Absolutely.
Yeah, it's okay.
Sheep whore she is. Hello, Don and Mike.
Good girl.
Yeah, hello. Curtis Spokane here. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, I love the show.
Thanks.
For a year, and I think I heard that the CSI show is actually filmed in L.A., not in Las Vegas.
They do a lot of the exterior shots in Las Vegas, and then the rest would be done in Los Angeles. Yes, that's right.
That would probably be on a soundstage.
It's a short trip. It's easy to get to Vegas from Hollywood to shoot from.
You know what else I found out is the movie Spartacus was not actually filmed in ancient Rome.
Really?
Really. They do it in Hollywood, I'm told.
What about Gladiator?
That was done in a computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold on. What about Apollo 13?
That was done in space.
That was written in space?
On location. Yes, Tom Hanks was up in space. Very expensive to shoot up there.
But it's really worth it for the
accuracy. But you also have to hire a cameraman that are, in fact, astronauts.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Or aliens.
Hello.
Hey Baby is about Gwen Stefani talking about Gavin Rossdale and all the people that, all the girls that hang out and try to pick him up backstage.
Right. It's not about anal, right?
It's not about anal.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Have a great weekend.
All right, party pooper.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Hey, get it? Party pooper?
Party pooper.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, yeah, the guy I just called before, he was right. I just want to let you know it's about picking up chicks and nailing them backstage. That guy before, he's a douchebag. It's about anal.
Yeah, but I bet if you wanted to find a song about anal, you could probably, check the rap ranks.
Hello.
Radio God.
Okay, Whitey. Hello, here is Mike in Las Vegas.
Right on.
Hello, you, guys?
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, yeah, like 90% of that's filmed in L.A.
Yeah, okay, thank
you. But I've seen them film it here. They got cool trailers.
And I listen to some of that rap music, and it's filled with debauchery.
Bye-bye. You think so, white man?
Yeah.
Listen, I got a list here that's going to kill you. There's Sam Huff.
Sam Huff.
Hi, Sam. Down. A man who was there.
Very, absolutely.
I bet he doesn't like the anal.
Nah, no.
Hey, Rob, go ask him.
Did Rob refuse that assignment?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, smart move, Rob.
There's this magazine that we get all the time. We goof on it sometimes.
Talker!
Yeah, and read articles from
Talker.
It. Talker's magazine, the Bible of talk radio.
Talker's magazine.
And the new talk media. Mm-hmm. Well, they got a list here in the new episode that really, it's going to make you puke.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, hey, speaking of Rob, where'd he go?
He just vanished.
I hope he really didn't go and ask Sam that.
He loves it. No, I'm kidding.
I'm sure we're going to need our upchuck sound effect.
Oh, okay.
When I get to number one on this list.
All right.
They have a list, an industry poll. Let me see if it's an industry poll or if it's just an opinion. The greatest television talk show hosts of all time.
Well, I know, and I don't even have to think about number one.
Well, just wait until I get to the list.
Okay.
And then you're going to absolutely be blown away. What is this, Morin? Hey, baby. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, Brett?
Yeah, how you doing, Don?
Oh, no, he's talking about the Eagles. Hi, Brett.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to call and rebuttal to the gentleman that was talking about the Eagles and the Bucks this weekend and just say how much of a total idiot that he is, and really, it kind of irritates me.
No, well, what's your point?
What's that?
Your point. I mean, is that the guy that called about Tampa?
Yeah, he was talking. I caught the tail end of it and just wanted to say, hey, you know, let the game be played, see what happens.
Well, what side are you on?
He's on the Eagles.
Eagles side. He's on now.
Well, no, I mean, because I was wondering. We had a couple of calls about the Eagles game.
He was on the this guy's on the Eagles side.
On the Eagles side.
I think the Eagles are going to thump him this weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
There you go.
Hey, Donzo Bonzo.
You're on the air.
I just want to talk about the hey baby thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know I'm a little late. Last guy's a bunch of pussies. It's actually about dancing in nightclubs in Jamaica.
How gay are you? Are you gay?
That's hurtful.
Are you a gay?
That's hurtful. No, I
was hurt.
You sound so gay. Your voice is so gay.
But I mean,
can't help it.
We have now gotten three distinctly different interpretations of that song.
Let's make it four. Here is Rick. Rick, what does the song Hey Baby mean?
No, I agree with you guys, but I could see where that guy would think it was anal. At the end of the song, Gwen Stefani, she points at her butt in the video, so you could take it the other way.
Now see, that doesn't count, though, because you're talking about a video.
Right.
Lisa,
right.
Lisa, get Gwen Stefani on the line.
There you go.
Really. And let's just settle this once and for all like men.
It's in my Palm Pilot under W. Hua. Hua. The Palm Pilot that now has Buzz's birthday in there.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm
no, I don't really Buzz.
Oh, okay.
I have no
idea. Yeah, I got an opinion on the Hey Baby song.
Yeah.
I saw one of those VH1 MTV things, and Gwen Stefani out of her own mouth was talking about it, her hanging out with the other boys in the band. And that's what all the girls are about, the other guys in the band.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yep. Hey, making memories.
Hey, baby.
Making memories.
Hey, baby.
All right,
baby.
So,
hey.
According to Talkers Magazine, here you go. Here's the top 20 TV talk show hosts of all time.
Hmm.
Number 20 would be David Suska.
Well, all right, he was, 20, fine.
19, Dick Cavett.
Uh-huh.
18, Jerry Springer.
Uh-huh.
17, Katie Couric.
Yeah.
16, Charlie Rose.
Charlie.
15, Arthur Godfrey. 14, Steve Allen. 13, Tom Snyder. 12, Jack Parr. 11, Sally Jesse Raphael.
Mm.
So now you move to the Big Ten.
Okay. Well, this is the top 10. You know.
Top 10 greatest TV talk show hosts of all time, as rated by Talkers Magazine, an industry publication.
All right.
Number 10, Regis.
Oh, Jesus.
Number 9, Merv Griffin.
Yeah, okay, that's valid.
Number 8, Ted Koppel.
Well, but that don't count. He's a newsman.
Well, it's a talk show.
Yeah.
Number 7, the aforementioned today on the show, Bill O'Reilly.
All right.
It's not too funny. Number 6, Jay Leno.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, David Letterman.
Mm.
Number four, Phil Donahue.
Okay.
Number three, Oprah Winfrey.
All right.
Number two, Johnny Carson.
Good. I'm glad he was there.
He's number two.
He shouldn't be number two. He should be number one.
Yeah. According to talkers, the number one TV host of all time is Larry King. And if there was ever a reason...
Oh, is that a... Is that a suck up?
If there was ever a reason to just put both fingers down your throat and just let it all come up, how could you possibly have a list
ridiculous.
You are saying that Larry King is a better TV talk show host
than David Letterman?
Than Johnny?
Than Phil Donahue?
Than even Jay Leno?
I'm going to even put Oprah Winfrey in that category.
Jack Parr?
Steve Allen?
Tom Snyder?
The Cavett? Merv Griffin?
Even Jerry Springer? no.
Hey.
According to this thing, the number one greatest TV talk show host of all time is Larry King.
Larry had to schmooze them in some way. That's all I'm thinking. There was some kind of schmoozing that was done.
Now, let me read you what it says here. He's often called King of the Softballers by his critics.
And, you know, my biggest gripe with that list, and I have a huge gripe with those, where's Arch Campbell?
His critics say he's King of the Softballers, but Larry King has developed into the greatest interview talk host in history. And his nightly program on CNN has become the unofficial talk town hall in America. His influence goes back to his youth. Larry's program continues to be about guests all over the world. He'll never be a hardball interviewer, but his fame and style make him the greatest ever.
Hey, and you know what? I know he's had a short tenure, but...
The greatest ever?
Because he's a talk show host. Where's old Conan O'Brien?
Didn't make the list, Mike.
I mean, Conan O'Brien should be on there.
But Sally Jesse did.
I would put Conan... And, I would trade... Would you trade Sally Jesse for Conan O'Brien?
Oh, in a heartbeat. Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Larry King.
You know, I would put, really...
And where's Larry Sanders?
It's a toss-up for me, Johnny or Letterman for number one.
No, I got to go with Johnny.
A long time.
I think it was. Johnny really created the medium.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Johnny. Don't you remember when Johnny Carson was going off the air? No one was harder on Johnny Carson than you and I that he sucked so bad.
Well, yeah, about the monologue. We hated the monologue, but I will tell you that as far as an interviewer, he set the gold standard. I don't think anybody interviewed talk show hosts as well as Johnny Carson did. I hated Johnny Carson's monologues most of the time. But you know what? Most of the time when I go back and I look at those old episodes, Johnny Carson's monologues were almost designed to be so bad they're good.
Yeah, I don't
because,
know.
I mean, he would set them up. They were so bad. I mean, he was a great interviewer.
Well, whether you're a fan of Johnny, and I'm a fan, too, or if you're a fan of Letterman or Leno.
Leno and Letterman can't, I don't think they well, especially Leno, but I don't think either one of them come close to Johnny as far as interviewing.
No. Oprah Winfrey, but how could you possibly have Larry King as the greatest TV talk show host of all time? It's impossible. That, to me, ladies and gentlemen, is impossible, which is why I put a little tribute to music.
Very good.
Congratulations, Larry King.
Talkers Magazine.
You, Larry, have been voted the number one TV talk host of all time.
Very good.
In your wake, Letterman, Leno, Carson, Parr, Allen, Susskind, Koppel, Griffin, Philbin, all in your rear view mirror.
Stand tall, Larry King. Pull back those stooped shoulders.
Ask Julia Roberts one more time how she got to be so gosh darn good looking.
And then go home.
and take your bony ass and climb on top of that trophy wife of yours and celebrate, Larry. You're number one.
Larry King, the greatest of all time.
Wow.
Piece of crap.
How sad is that?
Piece Very. Of garbage.
Garbage.
Unbelievable. Boy, yeah. Hi, this is Larry King. He's not vigorous.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. Yeah, is this Don and Mike?
Yeah, we are. Hi.
Hi. I was just calling about the Eagles.
Yes.
They suck. Pittsburgh Steelers rule.
We have a Pittsburgh fan calling in.
This is the problem when you have a syndicated show and you go to so many cities where everybody has a team.
Everybody wants to get their 2 cents in.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, guys. Larry King is a tool.
Thank you.
Hey, Captain, can I ask you something?
Captain Obvious. Yes, sir.
What do you guys think about that older broad on CSI?
You mean the redhead?
Yeah, Catherine.
Yeah, H.O.T.
I'd let her lift some prints off of me.
Mark Helgenberger.
Yes.
Yeah,
I like that.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you, my friend. We will.
Prince.
Absolutely. I would let her dust my D.
Yeah, she's neat.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
She had a boo-boo last night.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
She's neat.
Mike Douglas, the only white man ever made me moist.
Mike Douglas, that's right. Mike Douglas.
Oh, my God. Mike Douglas should have been on that.
Very much so.
And what about Rosie O'Donnell? I know. It's a joke. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Where is the love for Charles Grodin?
Right. And where's Dr. Phil?
Good to you.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi.
Hey, Bubba. Hey, Mike, do me one big favor, would you?
What?
Do Regis Philbin for me one time, please.
How are you? That's great. That's fantastic. Perfect. I just can't eat. I can't stop eating them. Where am I? Am I on the list, Don?
Number 10, Regis.
Fantastic. Give it a try.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello. Hello. Oops. Oh, what's going on here? Don and Mike show. Keep touching me because we have to break? You didn't touch me?
It's your headphone.
Hey, did you see that
my
list?
My headphones are touching me.
They put effing Suskind on it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
But we do need to break.
Talkers Magazine. Bunch of pussies.
Figure out what's going on there. We do have to break. You weren't touching me.
I promise
you. Well, it was the cord. Yes. It was the cord touching me.
Stupid fags.
Sound like you.
God, that really pisses me off. Michael, come over here.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you do this for Don and Mike?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, let me tell you something about them little two-bit petty whores, okay, Don and Mike. Let me tell you, I met them at one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was a loofah boy, and I just walked by, and I gave them a sponge and a small animal. And I think, well, you know, what happens is you do radio, and D.C. is a big, big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, you know, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But you know, when you do the show, they go, "Can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in?" And you do it because you know you have Russ Moonves with CBS going, "Put you on UPN."
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
But look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this, you know, this far away from, you know, repairing ham radios. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the. You know, the Polynesian band.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, 72 hours nonstop party.
Wearing Cuban heels and cowboy hats. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Happy weekend.
Party to you, puke.
Let me see. Coming up on the show next week. It's the final week of American Idiot.
Oh, I can't wait.
Wow. Then we'll get it down to the qualifiers, and you guys will vote. Also next week on the show, the return of the City versus City Phone Booth Olympics.
Excellent.
We got a brand new Jew for you next week.
Very nice.
And joining us, we have a bad breath doctor, Dr. Katz. Also the cast of Bikini Karate Babes.
That ought to be interesting.
Wow. Brand new video game. A bunch of girls coming in to do karate in their bikinis. And I want to make sure you're here for Samantha. Website, www.samantha.com. modelwife.com. Mm-hmm. She doesn't shave.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter.
She's never shaved.
She's lovely.
Hirsute is what the lifestyle is called.
Mm-hmm.
H-I-R-S-U-T-E.
Buzz was showing me that website yesterday.
And Hirsute.
There was one disturbing photograph when it was just the bikini bottoms.
Yeah.
And the hair just splaying out all over the
place. She's coming in and she's going to show us armpits,
mm-hmm.
bush,
mm-hmm.
legs.
Right. Bush.
Bush, the whole nine yards.
So are my back.
Yeah, so she's...
you got a lot of hair there.
Yes,
she's
I do.
Coming by next week also. let me see. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just had a question going back to the football thing there for a second. I listen to YSPN Philly.
Right.
And I'm going to the game on Sunday, and I am a huge Buccaneers fan.
Well, let me give you a little hint.
I don't wear anything Buccaneer.
Right.
Yeah, I chill out. I mean, Philly fans are Philly fans.
Right. I know. I heard they're like the worst in the world.
No, they're
but
fantastic.
Anyhow, my question was for you guys was being Redskins fans.
Well, now, hold on.
Wait, now wait.
Don't paint us with that crayon, huh?
Don't lump us into your private hell.
I mean, yes, we're Redskins fans, but we are fans of all the teams we brought
We like the NFL.
Okay. All right. Well, that being said,
that's a nice,
I just want to know what everyone thinks.
Another way of putting it.
Football. We like the football.
Okay. Well, I just want to know what you think of Steve Spurrier.
This ain't a sports show. Let me just say, if you are going to the game and you are a Tampa fan in Philly this weekend, buy medical insurance now.
And I think I can answer that Steve Spurrier question, not as a football question, but as just a, you know, I think he's handsome.
Dreamy.
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye, common slut.
I do him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I mean, when he was
going on a mic.
Excuse me, she's an uncommon slut. I should have called her a common slut. Just personality all of her own.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Okay.
I'm just thinking about doing Steve Spurrier.
Hello.
Hey, you know, I'm wondering how come Magic Johnson got left off that, you know, greatest talk show host list.
Amen. And where's Chevy, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember Chevy Chase with his aquarium behind him? For God's sakes. Hello, Don and Mike.
And Miss Rivers.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I just had a quick story. I was driving by the WJFK, and WJFK, I felt a little uncomfortable while I was driving. And when I looked,
was it this bad accent you're using?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Is that why you felt uncomfortable? This bad accent.
No, I'm trying to tell you the story, the quickest story. Looking down at uncomfortable while I drive, you know?
Has anybody figured out what type of accent this guy's trying to do?
Middle Eastern, he thinks.
I think it might be an Italian.
I take a closer look down there, and I see in my rear, I see the Larry King head peeking out of my ass. I don't know what it is. I look down, I look, and say, frog.
Now it's Spanish.
Yeah.
Face down, and Larry King
is all over the place.
Peeking out of my rear end. Larry King arm peeking out of my rear end. And then frog-like feature continuing to grow out of the vomitous mouth that is Larry King.
And he's gone.
And then he just hits the eject button.
I'm gonna miss him.
And boom, he's gone.
All right.
God, I like Friday callers. God damn, do I like Friday callers on this show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for Arsenio Hall.
Well, everybody's remembering the great ones. Okay. On to the Friday favorite. I don't know if you watched CBS last Sunday night. You gotta know that's... Oops, don't do that. There you go. Thank you.
It's game time now on JFK.
If you watch CBS, let me advise you to do what I do.
Right.
And what I did was I super glued my TV, the channel changer, so it's always on CBS.
Smart.
And on Sunday night, I saw this man on CBS.
How are you?
Brad Garrett.
I was Gleason.
Who, of course, is Raymond's brother.
Right. Could you possibly find it in your heart to... announce me properly, please.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Not just Brad Garrett, Emmy Award winner.
Emmy Award winner.
Thank you very much.
Best Supporting Actor.
Thank you, Donald.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
That is me.
He's also Jackie Gleason.
Jackie the Great One. Right. That's, they wanted a great one to play the great one.
He is,
so they selected me, Brad Garrett, and
Brad
I am an
Garrett.
Emmy Award winner. And it is very important that you tell your listening audience that now you'll notice that I am flying solo.
Yes, now,
I have not brought my brother. Now that I have joined the ranks of Emmy Award winners, there is no need to bring Raymond. Raymond does not have to come with me. Raymond does not have to support me. I stand on my own 2 feet, and I present to you Robert Perrone, all by his onesie.
Now, the question is, can you, Brad, Robert, whatever your name is, Jackie Gleason...
You can call me Robert Perrone.
Can you carry this Jeopardy segment by yourself?
I certainly hope so, because Raymond is ill.
Without the bigger... is Raymond ill?
Raymond is ill. We could call him
on the
phone.
Is Raymond too ill for a phone?
We could call him on the phone, I suppose.
Nice. All right,
but he's not feeling particularly strong today.
Okay.
Robert, however, is feeling very strong.
I gotcha.
As a matter of fact, Robert sounds better than he normally does.
And I sure hope my
And
friend...
I think that Robert sounds better than he normally does, probably because Raymond is so ill.
I sure hope my friend Mike goes to the doctor soon.
Your friend made a doctor's another ear, nose, and throat appointment for next week.
See what's up with his voice. Let's call Raymond right now and see what Raymond's doing. Ray Romano?
Yeah, who's this?
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, and my brother's there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hello, Raymond.
Hi, Robert.
I understand you're not feeling too well.
No, I'm all right. You know, it's just not, you know, feeling as strong as I normally would be. And, you know, I felt like I'd just call in and say, you know, stay home and, you know, not be there with you like I normally am. It's no big deal. You know, why are you making a big deal about it, Robert?
Because, Raymond, you're dying.
Everybody,
I understand.
You're dying. Every voice that you
hear. Hey, I'm not dying. Come on. What are you talking about? I'm not dying.
Wait, every voice that Mike can't do anymore is dying.
They're all dying.
Just discovering he can now. Hey, come on. What's wrong? Why are you doing that? Why are you giving me a hard time?
Because, Raymond, that is what I live for.
Oh, sorry.
F you, Robert.
Now, there's no reason.
Oh, all right, you're going to hang up on him.
There's no reason. Goodbye, Raymond.
Goodbye, Robert.
What a shame that he can't be in studio with us. What a drag that is. That really is unfortunate that I can't have my brother Raymond here because he's on his deathbed.
And I must tell
That's
you
a
that
shame.
When I saw the ad that you were going to be playing Jackie Gleason, I thought...
The great one.
I thought, wow, bad choice. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kevin James, maybe.
Yes.
You're really not big and round. And
I am not fat. Is that what you're
fat
saying?
Fat like Jackie Gleason was.
I fancy myself that I keep myself in shape. I have a wonderful physique, and therefore padding and camera angles were used to create the illusion of obesity that was necessary for me to accomplish Gleason. But let me explain to you, now that I have won the Emmy Award, acting is up here. It is between the ears. It is not appearance. You know, we can't all be Dana Carvey with prosthetics. We can't do that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
For my money, if you want a real accurate portrayal of Jackie Gleason, you go to Rosie O'Donnell.
For my money.
Yeah. You put her in a suit, and that's Jackie Gleason.
For my money, if you want a real accurate portrayal of Jackie Gleason, you hire an Emmy Award winner, which they, in their good fortune, were able to do. And, you know, prior to me winning the award, I was cast as Gleason. So they didn't even know that I was going to be Emmy Award winner Brad Garrett, alias Robert Perrone.
And,
Not too shabby, isn't that right, Buzz?
Not bad.
How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Do you have any almonds today?
No more.
Please, give me some.
How has this changed your life, winning the Emmy?
Oh, it's changed my life dramatically. You know, I was beloved in Hollywood before. I couldn't walk to any store or restaurant without people saying, Robert, Robert, and I would sign autographs. Now, though, it's elevated me to a different level, where people, in a way, out of reverence, keep their distance from me.
Really?
They don't approach me like they normally would, thinking that perhaps they will destroy the aura.
Most normal people, most regular people, regular folk, don't give a crap about the Emmys. They're just some way that people in TV, you know, get each other off.
Oh, I'm hearing jealousy.
No.
You
I'm happy for you.
Filled with jealousy.
No, I'm happy for you.
You are filled with rage. You cannot share my joy.
I'm happy
on the
for you.
Single greatest accomplishment that I have managed to garner in my career. You're calling it worthless?
It's a worthless
that
award.
Statue, that winged statue with the globe, the Emmy Award that graces my mantelpiece at home. Now you are diminishing. How dare you, sir? I say, how dare you? I do not say bravo to you, sir.
All right, well, then I say to you, sir, I say bravo to you, sir.
I say the Emmy Award is the greatest award in show business.
Well, let me ask
Anyone
you.
Anyone can get an Oscar. The Emmy, look at the competition. Really, how many feature-length movies come out during the year? But let's talk about TV. Everybody out there, each and every day, scratching, clawing, trying to crawl over one another to reach the top of the mountain, the pinnacle, as it were. And finally, some of us rise to the top.
Yeah, let's talk about
I've had lots of offers.
Mm. Since you won the Emmy?
I've had tons of offers.
Name one.
Well, after Gleason, there was a very substantial monetary offer that was delivered to me to play Merv Griffin. I kid you not. That's right. They want me to play Merv Griffin and the great Bob Keeshan. Brad Garrett is Captain Kangaroo.
That'd be great.
I will be known as Mr. Biopic. That's really what they're going to call me, Brad Garrett. I will be Mr. Biopic, and if you want somebody to play someone from television's heyday, you get Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Get Garrett or Barone.
Let me
Kangaroo.
Let me ask you.
The Garrett is Kangaroo.
The woman who is Ray's wife, Patty Heaton.
Yes.
We've had problems with her on this show. In real life, we've had problems.
And you don't think that I'm aware of your problems?
How did she react to you winning the Emmy?
Well, to be quite honest with you, she was not as charitable as I might have liked. She was not as kind. Hmm. She was not as generous, as magnanimous, being the fact that she is a multi-winner. She did not congratulate me with the level of enthusiasm that I might have expected, but I was instructed by my brother not to speak about Ms. Heaton on your show for a variety of reasons that I can't go into. I can't go into those reasons. If you want to know those reasons, you're going to have to talk to Ray.
All right, well,
you're going to have to call Ray at his home.
All right, hold on.
I will not be able to talk to you about that.
He's calling.
All right, hold on.
As a matter of fact, I may have revealed too much. I'm going to step to the back of the room and not speak. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, then you do that while I call Ray Romano.
Hello?
This is Ray Romano.
Yeah, this is Ray.
Hey, Ray, it's Don and Mike's show.
Oh, hi. What's happening?
Your brother's still here. He said we should talk to...
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, Robert.
He said we should talk to you about Patty Heaton being jealous about Brad winning the Emmy.
No, look, I'm lying in bed. I had a bad flu shot reaction, and I'm not feeling really well right now. And I don't want to. She hates you guys. She hates you. Don't you understand? She hates your guts.
Yes, you're trying to get us fired.
She wants you. No, it's worse than that. I swear to God, she wants you dead.
She wants
you dead as a doornail. She's taking a contract out on you.
Patty Heaton has.
Once she didn't get satisfaction, you know, with Les Moonves, she said to some guy, could I have them killed? And now you're bringing it up to me, and you're going to get me in trouble because she's going to go to jail for trying to have Don and Mike murdered. It's a real hornet's nest, and I'm...
I know, you're not well.
I'm not feeling well. I've had a bad flu shot reaction.
He's a bit of a whiner.
F you again, Robert. I wish I was there. I'd smack you.
You would do nothing of the kind, Raymond. You don't have the strength. You're dying.
I'm not dying. Is that what you're telling people on the radio?
Yes, he's been saying you're dying.
Well, it's simply a statement of fact, Raymond. You are going to pass away soon.
No, I'm not, you bastard. You tall bastard.
See, he's seeing things. He's hallucinating. That's why he's talking like that.
I am not. God, leave me alone and let me get better, please. Now, Ari Patty Heaton.
Yes.
I have something to tell you.
Okay.
The viper smells blood. That's the message she wanted me to deliver to you. Remember this. Actually, the full text is the pit viper smells blood.
I got you, Ray.
She wants you dead.
Okay. Thank you, Raymond.
All right. Goodbye.
Feel better.
Feel
better. That's
Oh, Millie.
That's your brother, Ray.
Yes, he's so disappointed he couldn't make the trip to D.C. from Los Angeles to come in here with me, Emmy winner, Emmy Award winner, Ray Barone's brother. Robert Barone. Look at me. I'm looking off into the sky. I'm pointing up at Miami. I can see it because I'm an actor.
You know who you'd be good
at? I can visualize it, yes.
You'd be good playing like Herman Munster.
The Fred Gwynn story? Yeah, were you part of that meeting?
That's another biop you could do.
That's a biopic would be fantastic. I would be Gwynn. Brad Garrett is Gwynn. Except that's not a movie we're talking about, television, a feature. We're talking about that going immediately to the stage.
Sure.
I will blow Gorshin's George Burns out of the water. Brad Garrett in Gwynn.
Gwynn.
Fantastic.
All right,
the Helen Hayes Theater on Broadway.
Let's get into this just a little bit.
Brad Garrett is Gwynn.
Let me hear some Lily, I'm Home.
Here we go. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
This should work out very well. Hello. My name is Herman Munster. Lily, where's Grandpa and Eddie? We have to put them in the car. We have to drive down to the baseball stadium where I'm going to put on a baseball uniform and hit home runs like there's no tomorrow. Brad Garrett is Gwynn. Herman Munster. Car 54, where are you?
Yeah.
Very, very exciting stuff. Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to play all oversized.
You know, if I closed my eyes...
Brad Garrett is Burl. Where's my dress?
If I closed my eyes, I really felt like I was hearing Herman Munster speak there.
I audition for all the biopics right now. And, of course, Milton Berle will be my next task as soon as they measure me for my penis prosthetic. It'll be fantastic. Brad Garrett, otherwise known as Robert Barone... is Burl. And I'm, you don't have to be in the grave or almost in the grave for me to play you.
No?
Yes, I'm auditioning for the Matt Lauer story also.
Let me hear that one. I'm calling Raymond here.
The Matt Lauer story?
Let me hear that one.
Very good. Hi, Katie. What a wonderful story that was. Thanks so much. This is Today on NBC.
I call Ray. Hey, Ray. You know,
why are you bothering me? Why are you bothering me at home? Come on, leave me alone. Can't you know, hear I've got laryngitis?
Do you know, I mean, I said it as a joke, but now he wants to play the life story of Herman Munster.
Oh, don't buy into that. He hasn't had a solid offer. And let's be honest, the Gleason reviews weren't even all that good. That show comes out in my stool.
Well, he was telling us he wants to be Herman Munster. He wants to be Milton Berle.
He wants to be a lot of things. The password is delusions of grandeur, Robert. Delusions of grandeur. You're not going to make it.
He's lying. He's a lying sack of you-know-what.
Oh. Of S-H-I?
He's dung. He's monkey dung. Wow. That's what he is.
Monkey
dung. And he's on his deathbed. And you know why he's bitter? Because he's dying.
I'm not dying. Why do you keep telling the people that? As a matter of fact, I'm feeling better and stronger right now. I could come down there and kick your ass, Robert.
Could you really?
Of course he could. Look at the size differential. I'd pound him into oblivion. There's no doubt about it. Okay, I don't like pain, but it doesn't matter. I could really kick his ass. Raymond, if you were here, you know you'd get slapped like a little girl.
What do you mean a little girl? Is that what you do now, beat kids? Is that what you do, Robert?
You're twisting my words again, Raymond.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You are. I swear to God.
Guys, both of you, please. You got to settle down.
What?
You got to settle down.
What do we do?
You guys can't fight like this on the show.
All right. The only role that he should play is Leah Remini. I got to go.
Bye.
Yeah, nice dig. Nice dig from the bitter man that's sitting there drinking honey and lemon.
All right. We are going to break now. We are here with... Emmy Award winner.
There you are. Attaboy, Donnie.
Bradley Garrett.
That's the way it is. Soon to be on Broadway in the fabulous tale. Brad Garrett is Schneider.
From One Day at a Time.
Yes. An icon.
Phone number 877.
Pat Harrington.
365-3636. We need...
I have my own tool belt.
I believe we need two callers for the game this week.
Fantastic.
Call now and we'll be right back.
Brad Garrett is Bane.
This
Comrade Bane.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Different strokes.
I'm swing dancing on Thursdays.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it could have been. But before you dance, you gotta get up the nerve to approach a strange woman. Before you do that, you gotta stop throwing up in the men's room.
Oh, yeah, I know what he means. Dancing is different. You're very vulnerable.
Yeah, it's a big risk asking someone if you can hold on to him for 10 minutes.
All I want is 5 and I get off me, I'm sleeping.
Idiot.
C-word.
The Don and Mike Show.
They should know better. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Did you call her a C?
I did.
That's pretty funny.
BC. BHC.
You notice in that little tape you played, who got the funniest laugh?
Can I make
yeah. Always. Always Raymond. Raymond.
Would you mind if we took just a moment out here? We talked about our great ratings in D.C. on WJFK.
Yes, congratulations.
I was talking with Garth Brooks from WYSP in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And we should also say thank you to everybody at YSP. I don't have the actual
I like that.
Physical numbers in front of me. But
how is Timothy?
Timothy's fine. Our midday ratings were great.
Good.
And he, of course, is just peeing his pants, wondering how we're going to do in the afternoon.
Sure.
Wanted to make sure we pointed out, thank you, that our midday ratings were fantastic on WYSB. We talked about the WJFK ratings a couple of days ago.
Brad Garrett is Sabian.
And I also want to thank, as long as we are thanking our listeners,
yes.
The good people of Seattle on KQBZ.
I was up for the role of Frasier. Did you know that?
Once again, I don't have the actual hard numbers on paper.
Hard.
All I get is the words saying, Gailey, it's up. It's up. The numbers are up. So thank you for listening in Seattle.
You and your partner must be thrilled.
We are.
It's almost as nice as winning an Emmy Award.
You know,
but it's not the same thing, is it, now?
You can't
let us
have...
That's the word, television.
You can't let us have our little moment, can't.
And they are little moments, and I allow them to each and every one of you. You and your little moments. Take all the little ones and put them in a nice little safe.
See why your brother hates you. You know, you're not the same guy since you won the award. Can I tell you that? You're not the same lovable guy since you won that goddamn Emmy.
Are you having a problem dealing with me?
Yeah.
Do you want me to be more mellow? I'm an actor. I could actually be...
No, I want you to be yourself.
Let me see if I can humiliate... Or humiliate it down a little bit. Humble myself.
No, listen. Don't humble yourself for me.
That is fantastic news. Congratulations on your incredible ratings windfall. Wow. I'm impressed. I wish I could be in radio.
you're one great actor.
Thank
now,
you.
Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Hi, everyone. I'm Emmy winner, Brad Garrett.
Correct.
Now entering the studio is a challenger. This guy is a financial planner from Falls Church, Virginia. Let's say hi to Brian Beatty.
Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
Hi, Dave.
Now entering the studio is our returning champion, someone who has scaled the mountain and come back successful. His one day, excuse me, his winning total, he's been there more than once, $103. He's an iron worker from Rochester, New York. Let's say hi to Mark Marsh.
Hey, Mark.
Hi. Hi, LQ. Hi, Brad. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. I've won the Emmy. Didn't you hear?
Being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, can you tell us how it's changed your life?
Well, today it's allowed me to say Donna loves you to Madison. Today's our daughter's first year in birthday.
Today would be your daughter's birthday.
Yes, first birthday.
How wonderful that is. Creating life, almost as great as winning the Emmy
Award.
Now entering the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Brian and Mark. This is Emmy winner Brad Garrett reminding you not to screw with LQ and say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you. A lowly disc jockey, proud of our ratings.
So happy for you. I am so happy for you and everyone associated with your little program. It's
here
wonderful. How's the weather down there?
Here are your categories. And they are Name That Jackie.
Hey, very lovely. What a wonderful category.
Name That Jackie. Celebrity bra sizes.
That is another great little category.
NFL divisions.
Football, the great NFL.
Sing us some classic rock.
Excellent. I love rock and roll music.
Give it a try.
Give it a try.
And you on TV, the home video.
Very exciting. I love this little game.
Come on, give it a try.
Give it a try.
Your category.
Why don't you give it a try? How are you doing?
What's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
Name That Jackie, Celebrity Bra Sizes, NFL Divisions, Sing Us Some Classic Rock, new on DVD. Brian, you're the challenger. We will start with you.
How about NFL Divisions for one, I guess?
Can I tell you something else about our ratings here on WJFK?
Share that. I know it makes you feel special.
Do you know that in the last month that the other guys had the show? You know what? You know what the rating was?
What?
For August?
What?
A 1.0.
Ooh, wow.
And you know in September, when we were on for 11 days?
Uh-huh. Yes.
The rating for September was a 3.5.
My God.
Huh. So it tripled.
Wow.
Of course, three times nothing is three, but still.
A one, that's very bad, right, in radio ratings?
That's awful. Well, a one is awful in any rating.
Well, in television, it's like one Emmy Award, which I've won, which I'm so happy about.
How many times have you been nominated?
One time. No, actually, many more.
Many times.
Now you've hurt me.
You're a loser.
Now you've gone down that road and you've hurt me.
You're a multi-loser.
I'm a former loser. I am now a winner with a W on my forehead, which is large. You can put the entire W on it. Take a look at me, Emmy Award winner.
Brian, what category did you want?
NFL divisions.
All right, I'll tell you a team. You tell me, you know, they realigned the league.
Good luck, boys.
Tell me what league they're in, what division they're in. Your Dallas Cowboys.
What is the NFC East?
Right.
$1, you're on the board and rolling. Way to go, Brian. Let's go. Rah-rah.
Let's stay right there.
Your Jacksonville Jaguars.
What is the AFC South?
Right again.
$2 for Brian, starting off strong. Starting off strong.
Brian?
Go again, Brian.
Categories.
Okay. Your Seattle Seahawks.
What is the NFC West?
Yeah, you just pulled that one in. Yes, correct.
You've run the first category. You should be thrilled. Time to move to another one.
Classic rock. One.
Now you got to sing us some classic rock.
Oh, right.
I love that. I enjoy that.
Sing us some classic rock. For one, Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make you sad.
Not in the form of a question.
Sounds like a softball for you, Mark. A chance for you to try.
What is Hey Jude? Don't bring me down.
You know, we're getting very close to American Idiot with this again now.
$1 for you, Mark. You're on the board and rolling.
I'm sorry. We all got a soft spot in our hearts for the karaoke.
Mm-hmm. Select again, please.
Same category, number two.
And it's one that's not been used on American Idiot. Smoke on the Water.
What is Smoke on the Water? What is fire in the sky?
Two questions. I enjoyed that.
All right, you got that right.
That was snappy.
So let's finish that category.
All right, sing us some classic rock for three. Oh, Slow Ride.
What is Slow Ride? Take it easy.
Excellent job. Should be very proud of yourself.
Perfection.
And I will announce, Mark, to the world that you have tied the game.
All right, Mark, go ahead.
What is new on DVD and home video for one?
Yeah, new on DVD and video. Disney cartoon musical.
What is Beauty and the Beast?
Right.
$1, you're rolling now. You're smoking. You're doing great. Good job.
The $2 question in the category.
Co-stars Robin Williams.
What is Insomnia?
Right again.
$2, another home run. Select again.
Can we finish the category, please?
Yes, stars Sarah Michelle Gellar.
What is Scooby-Doo?
Wow.
You've gotten that category. You've taken a commanding lead. You've doubled your other competitors.
These guys have gotten everything right. Go again, please.
What is name that... Can I name that Jackie for one, please?
Name that Jackie. A bad, cheesy novelist. Old broad.
Who is Jackie Collins?
Right.
$1 for you, Mark. Wow. I think we're all very impressed.
A question in the category, please.
She used to suck JFK's D.
Who is Jacqueline Kennedy O'Neill?
Right.
$2.
There were other ways of putting it.
Lovely clue. That was very, very
But nice. I think, a lot of women did it.
This is true.
Maybe there was some other woman named Jackie. Uh-huh. It was Jackie Brown. Who knows?
Jackie Brown. Great movie.
May you finish the category, please.
Filled with award winners.
Former Howard Stern funnyman.
Who is Jackie the Joke Man Martling?
Right, there you go.
You've run another category. You're really blazing a trail now, Mark Marsh.
And here's trivia. Mm-hmm. How many of you knew this?
One.
That back in the day, Jackie the Joke Man used to be on our show before he was on his show.
A lot of people don't realize that.
Oh, he was.
He was quite a talent.
He was.
Marvelous young comedian.
Hard to believe we let that amazing talent go.
It's scary, isn't it?
All we got left now is the celebrity bra sizes.
Very exciting.
And it's... who's
Mark is still in control. He has $18 already.
All right, Mark.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll tell you a celebrity. Tell me what size she puts her bosoms into the bra with. Reese Witherspoon.
What is 34B?
Wow, goddamn, these guys are good.
He's done his research. Way to go, Mark.
May I have a second question?
Yes, Michelle Pfeiffer's boobs.
What is a 32B?
Oh, buzzer got you.
Brian, your chance to steal.
What is 34B?
Right.
$2, they're getting better on the bra questions.
And finally, last question on the big board. Courtney Cox.
What is 36C?
No.
Negative.
Mark, your chance to steal.
What is 34B?
No.
34C.
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 I've seen them.
Have you really?
She may be lying. Just a theory.
No, that's what it says.
Very good, Lord Quizmaster.
Now that is the end of the game.
It is indeed.
That's the end of the game, and Brad?
Yes.
Well, you know, I've just realized, why did you bring the Emmy with you?
I brought it with me. This is not the real Emmy. Are you familiar with the way women, when they go out on the town or they go on a long trip and they have a beautiful ring with a real diamond in it that was given to them by their husband?
A diamond?
If they're wearing this diamond, it can be stolen. So what they take is they take the diamond and they put it in a safe, or put it in safekeeping, or give it to a friend. When in fact they bring out a replica.
Diamond.
And what you're looking is much like an artificial diamond. This is the replica Emmy, and I bring it around with me so people can see it.
So it's like a cubic zirconia Emmy.
It is not solid gold. It is not a solid gold statue. It is, in fact, just like an artificial diamond. So you need not worry. It could fall on the floor, get dented, chipped. It wouldn't matter to me. I've got several replicas that I'd travel with.
Why?
Much like a diamond. You must understand me. I don't want to take a real one where it could fall into some evil hands and then be used for extortion purposes.
It's nothing, really, it's nothing more than a worthless doorstop.
It is a reminder that you are sitting in the same room with an Emmy winner, just like you would be reminded if you were sitting with a married woman that she had a lovely, beautiful, shimmering diamond.
Here's your final low-budget Jeopardy category. And, you got a 50-50 shot because it's true or false. True or false. This might be the last season of Friends. We know that, TV's Friends. And it is the show that gets the highest advertising rate on television. So it's a simple one, true or false. A 30-second ad on Friends this year costs $1 million. True or false, 30 seconds on Friends cost $1 million. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question, and a good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive undergarments from the Everybody Loves Raymond collection. Hi, this is Emmy winner Brad Garrett.
Hi, Brad.
And I've collected underthings from every cast member during our successful and Emmy Award-winning run. And now they can be yours, from Doris Roberts' bra to Patty Heaton's girdle.
Yes.
And most importantly, Peter Boyle's thong. These items are all show-worn, and all of them, especially Raymond's, are soiled like you would not believe. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy. This has been your co-host, Emmy Award winner, Brad Garrett.
Thank you, Brad.
It's time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
And who do I want to go to first here?
What, pray tell?
Herman Munster, who do I want to go to first here?
You wish to go to Brian. He is the low Brian. Man on the totem pole. Good luck, Brian.
All right, Brian, true or false is here on Friends. 30 seconds runs you $1 million.
What is false?
That is correct.
You doubled your score to $16, but sit by and watch because we may have a new champion continuing his reign.
Now hold on a second.
What?
He wouldn't be a new champion continuing his reign.
No, you're probably right. I'm sorry.
That's bad for an Emmy winner.
That is bad. It was a semantical F-up on my part. I'm sorry. Some days are good. Some days are diamonds.
Mark.
What is false?
Right.
I knew it. I had a hunch.
Correct. He is
and
correct.
Mark, that means you are still our low-budget Jeopardy diamond champion.
Now, in case you're wondering, it is the most expensive 30 seconds you'll ever spend on TV.
Yes, indeed.
This year, one 30-second ad costs $455,000.
My God.
Wow. A bargain. Twice the price.
That is quite a tidy sum.
That means, Mark, you're still the big wiener, and Brian, don't go away, man. Just go away. Here now is Emmy winner, Brad Garrett to tell you what you won. Brad!
Mark your W score to a total of $38. We add $25 in bonus money to your score, and your previous total is added to that for a grand total of $166. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And Brian, would you like to hear about your parting gifts?
Why not? Go ahead.
They're handing me the cards to read right now.
Second. Can I ask... just a second.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Can you leave the room for a second, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course.
You ready, Buzz?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. We just have news.
Oh, okay.
Manassas. Did I get you again?
Jesus.
Crap is back and better than ever.
Jesus.
You said you wanted better placement.
Oh, my God.
What did you think? It was a sniper?
Oh, you scared us all.
This is Radio's Don Geronimo inviting you to join Radio's Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band.
Look at that, baby.
I'm getting ready to prime time.
My God, wow, what a guy.
Saturday night, tomorrow night, Brady's in Manassas. Since I've taken over the musical direction of this band, they're brighter, tighter, and out of cider. Join Mike at Brady's in Manassas tomorrow night and find out why my seat is always in the front row.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, you got that. Well, I just came back in for that, and I thought you had something. Now I'm going to step back out again.
All right, bye, Mike.
Bring Brad back in.
Come back in, Brad.
Michael says thank you. He was thrilled.
Anyway, those gifts?
He can't express it in words. You're going to get presents for that. Lovely, wonderful, expensive presents.
Just give me a dial button.
A lovely thing will be coming your way for a pinky ring. I was at the point where I was going to give this gentleman his prizes. I'm a little flustered. Brian Beatty, are you ready?
Yes.
Hand me the cards to read. I have a difficulty reading, like most of us.
Gotcha.
Here we are. You have won a soundtrack and DVD of Wind Talkers, starring Nicolas Cage. The epic World War II adventure from John Woo.
John Woo.
Wind Talkers.
Wind Talkers.
Is now available on DVD. Rent or buy it today at Circuit City. From Migum Home Entertainment.
MGM.
But wait.
There's more.
You have won a George Bush mask. This Halloween mask is
I don't have the copy.
I get it. This Halloween mask is prove ID.
Oh, provided.
But yes, by anymask.com. The any mask, any key kind of mask store. Remember, anymask.com.
Anymask.com.
Has the mask. Find them on the web at anymask.com. Thank you, and thank you for playing the game with Emmy Award winner Brad Garrett.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, LQ.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, fellas. And what can I say, but who needs Raymond, huh?
The Raymond's unnecessary. Look for my spinoff coming in the next season.
Mm. I always remember and never forget. The spinoff will be called what?
It'll be called Barone. I will be Barone, or any biopic that I choose.
Love What Your Jeopardy is a production of?
Coron Incorporated, of course. And is distributed by King World. Check out my tall ass.
There he is. Brad Garrett. Emmy winner, Brad Garrett.
Boy, oh boy.
You know, one of these times that sniper's really going to shoot. And
oh, man.
Boy, would there be egg on my face when I have to break in.
Yeah, even if that happens, it won't stop the band from toasting you on Saturday night.
thank you, everybody. Be right back. Oh, pick the pros.
Uh-huh.
Good news and bad news,
yeah.
Or maybe good news and good news. Jim Nantz can't be with us this week.
Oh,
so right,
yeah, it's
not all bad.
Yeah,
we'll have. there's the hidden microphone now on all the people listening around the country.
Wow,
Jim Nantz cannot join us today.
Have we found a replacement?
So yes, our friend Mike Packard from ESPN will pick the pros of the Stab and Bleed right after
this. This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Wasn't this the one I need?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dell, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're gonna master the technology of this game.
See, how do you do that, man? Take all those two pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3630.
Yeah.
They're ready to believe.
The critics love Snatch.
Life, light, love, and luck. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Sure is. All right, hold on a second.
Waiting on Mike Patrick.
All right.
I got some funny conversation coming your way anyway. Calling the big Cunny phone right now.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
I hate that sound.
Please check the number and dial again.
I don't think you should put a sound that should be on a subway on a telephone.
Oh, that is weird. I never got that when I'm trying to go home before.
That's exactly the sound for that transit thing in the Denver airport.
Yep.
Absolutely. Ding, ding, ding. Dee, 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 dee.
Oh, F yourself.
Hello.
Hi, Frida.
What's up, though? How are you doing?
Ding, ding, ding. Now here's Frida. Ding, ding, ding.
What?
We're laughing about something else. I tried to call. We got a sound that went ding, ding, ding.
I heard that sound. I don't understand the joke, but go ahead.
Okay, first, to be a good husband, I will ask you, what color is your hair now?
When I went in, I told Ori and the group down there that you prefer brown.
Yes.
So pay no attention to that. No. So it is more brown. More brown.
More browner.
It's less blonde, more brown, a little bit of, it's a warm brown, we'll call it. Not a redhead.
It's a two-day process, I don't know. When my wife or any broad goes to get her hair colored, or to get her hair done, it's a two-day process.
Right.
It's never easy, and today, I really have to apologize
well,
this morning.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have a hairdresser like you do that'll cut my hair, drink a glass of wine in the dark on the balcony while you're watching TV.
I'm lucky enough to have a wonderful wife that cuts my hair.
That's a good
and I have to apologize this morning. The reason I'm calling now to ask her about her hair color is this morning I told you I had to get up very early to go to DMV. And I came down this morning and it was as close to Tony Soprano, I think, as I've ever been. I hardly ever wear a robe. I had a robe on.
Did you have a wife beater on underneath?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
And I came down, and I was very tired.
It was. You make fun of the way Charlie Broyhill talks, but you said to me, I said,
Of course, as soon as she sees me, it's 6:45. The barrage of questions.
It was a simple question. Do you want to go out to dinner tonight?
As soon as I walked into the kitchen, it was, do you want to go to the club to have dinner tonight? Do you want to go to a movie tonight?
And then you answered so, in the way you make fun of Charlie, it was, don't know, too early, no coffee.
I was very caveman-ish.
It was.
I just did say, it was too much for me to
too
handle.
Much.
I just,
oh, no.
I said, can't talk, must coffee, talk later. So we got through the morning and anyway, another one of the questions was, what color should my hair be? You know, it's like red, I don't know, red, black, brown, honey, I don't know, whatever. You know, so brown, that's good. Number two, we are going to get back in the saddle. I told you I had a great, great, great session with my therapist today with my hip. Are you there?
I'm listening to you. I'm washing dishes. I'm being the good wife. I got my hands in dishwasher.
Isn't that great?
Now, the last time...
It's splashing. It's almost like the girls, the sexy girls that call in when they're bathing. Only it's me standing over the sink washing dishes.
The last time our two bodies spooned into one was, I believe, last weekend. And I was in a tremendous amount of pain.
You're asking, aren't you? You're warning.
I'm warning her that I'm feeling better.
Your daddy's going to be ready to play this week.
Ready to jump your bones?
Can't play. Too tired.
Ready to jump your bones.
Have headache.
Tomorrow, the wedding.
the marriage tomorrow.
Yes.
We're gonna show up at this now that this wedding. It's your niece Courtney.
Yeah. No, I can't. I can't wait.
And is it a hippie wedding?
No, it's a traditional wedding. I think she's, you know. Yeah, she had a little of the hippie look before, but, you know, people get older and they...
I didn't know. I didn't know if it's a hippie wedding we're going to or not. And last thing, all right, my Patrick's on the phone.
Hippie weddings are fun.
Last thing I wanted to know was... oh, hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Leave the room for a second.
Okay, all right.
Is he gone? All right. How would you feel if I asked them over on Sunday to watch the game?
I think that'd be terrific.
Okay. All right. Let him back in.
All right.
Well, what's she going to say?
No,
I mean, I forgot you're on the air. What's she going to say?
It's monitored all over the place.
What am I going to say?
He's not
going to
hear. Please,
darling, you know I like to focus entirely on the game.
No, but you could say something like, oh, no, we have plans or something.
Right, right.
Would I make plans if you're watching a game?
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, yes, you
were. Now, I have some other folks that might be coming over, but I would love it.
Who else?
Well, when I was getting my hair done today, I know that, you know, that when I go to get my hair done, that you like the folks down there. So,
isn't it better, though, if you have people around you, you know if other people are coming over?
Yeah, but I like, Buzz.
That's very sketchy. And plus, Buzz and Marcia get along with everybody.
Yeah, okay.
That's true.
You want to come watch? The other couple.
Do you want to come watch the game on Sunday?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
That would be terrific.
All right. Okay, gotta go.
No, I love it when people come over. I'm just not cooking.
Okay, I got the ESPN guy on the phone now. I gotta go. I love you.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. See you later.
She, I just, you know your wife well enough to know she's happy with her hair.
Yeah.
Her whole attitude was like, she's very, very happy with that trip to the hairdresser.
Imagine the simple life. What can Brown do for you?
You'll find out tonight.
Made her happy. No, I don't think tonight, though.
No need to flush it down.
Sometime this weekend. Here he is now. Sorry for the wait, Mike. You know, we had a moment there where you weren't on the phone, and I called my wife, and you know how that goes.
Oh, absolutely. You guys are stars. I'll wait for you.
And then before you know it, I'm on to other discussions. Here he is, the voice of ESPN's Sunday Night Football.
One of the best in the business.
Everybody's favorite, Mike Patrick.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Once again, I have to point out that... Not only with the play-by-play and the stuff with Joe and with Paul, but technically, and looking at the game picture-wise and everything, and this is no BS, you guys do the finest broadcast, bar none.
Thank you. That's very kind of you to say. We're very proud of what we do. We got a lot of guys that have been together for a long time. Most of the cameramen, the tape operators, and those guys, all the people in the truck, have been together for a long time. They can expect what the other guy's going to do. Our producer and our director are the best. And it's just wonderful to work with a group of guys that care about their job so much.
You know, I know Paul was added later on, but I know you and Joe have been together for a long time. And the three of you guys have been working together for a while now.
Yeah, I think this is Paul's fifth year. Joe and I have been together for 15 out of the 16.
Wow.
So, I mean, that helps.
That's great.
There's no doubt.
And this year... I mean, you guys got to be laughing a little bit that you're getting all the good games. Monday Night Football is getting a lot of dog games,
mm-hmm.
And you guys are
breaks my heart.
You're getting some real killer games. And the one thing they have on ESPN, and you know, I love football. I love watching it.
Right.
I love the camera. And Mike, if you could take a minute to explain to me how this camera works, it's like an end zone camera, but it's way up high. And it moves to the left and moves to the right. And I've not seen any of the other networks use this camera. What
Unlike
is
a
it?
Cable, isn't it, behind the goalpost?
Right. There are cables that are way up above the field. I can't tell you exactly how high, but they have had, when they were testing it, they had punters out there trying to kick the ball high enough to hit one of the cables, and they couldn't do it. So it would be a miracle shot anyway, but I figured the first time we ever used it, some guy would punt the ball into one of the wires. You know how it works. But it can go the length of the field, sideline to sideline. For safety's sake, they keep it behind the offense. They don't want to go out in front and take a chance. And I understand that. But we are the only people who are using it during the regular season. It's hideously expensive. I think some of the other guys are going to use it during the playoffs. They'll probably almost certainly use it for the Super Bowl.
It is,
but right now, we're the only ones that have it. It's great stuff.
It is an innovation that gives you a view that it's like being in the stadium, except you
right.
are really
right,
right there.
Right.
That, yeah. I can't do it justice to describe it. How is Joe still on the same wife?
Yes, he is. Joe's doing great.
Joe's been married for a while now.
Yes, he has.
Good for him.
Eventually, we all find a way to get it right.
There you
Please,
go.
Please tell him congratulations for us on that.
That's right.
Oh, I will.
On staying married.
You won't hear me throwing my usual rocks at Joe this year.
No, I know. Because,
it's a long story, Mike. I'll tell you when I talk to you personally.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we all go through those times.
Haven't we all been down that road?
Absolutely.
And, Mike Patrick, the last thing I'm going to ask is about the playoffs. Now, when the playoffs come, you guys, when ABC has the wild card thing, you get one of the games. Is that how it goes?
Right, although that might not happen this year.
Why?
Money.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah.
I mean, that would really suck, because one of the great things about the wild card weekend is that, well, how could that be if ABC had two wild card games? You mean ESPN doesn't want to pay you?
It would be up to ABC.
So ABC wouldn't want to pay you?
Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah.
ESPN and ABC, kind of the same thing, right?
See, it's the same thing when it's good, and it's not the same thing when it's bad.
Oh, I got you. Okay. And you don't have a game this weekend because of the World Series, right?
That's right. We have always, since we got the full season, we have always had this Sunday off.
So how are you going to
second game of the World Series?
How are you going to spend your? It must be very odd to have a Sunday night off during football season. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to be a fan. I'm going to sit in front of the television set and watch games all day and just gorge myself. wonder what happens on Sunday night. There'll be a big vacuum because I don't care about the World Series this year. My Cardinals already got knocked out.
That's got to be a nice little break, though, for you get the perspective of the real fan and not have to be in an airport on Sunday.
Oh, exactly. And as our schedule has been so insane this year, we're all about beaten to a pulp, so it's nice to have the time off.
I'll tell you, here's the signature, you know, when you're watching the game. He's always said, and it's great to have you with us. That means Mike Patrick is calling the game.
Well, you know, the thing about those guys working, I mean, Joe and Mike lurking for as long as they have, and Paul being part of it, I mean, that is really a seamless broadcast. It's fun to watch, and there's just enough of the familiarity between the three of you guys where I think it works really, really well.
Obviously, we're way up your ass. We love you guys.
You guys are being so nice. I'm waiting for the show.
No, you know what? There is no shot. I mean, this is not like when we talk to Jim Nance and we have to fill him up with all the positive
stuff. You know, Mike, I did bump into you like in the office supply store one day, and let me just say, you're not a morning person, okay?
I
just
want to
say,
all right, there's your shot.
There it is.
Hey, man, when I'm not on the air, let me tell you, you know, the hair doesn't get combed. I'm lucky if I brush my teeth.
It was a nice sweatsuit, though. It really.
Yeah.
Was.
All right, here we go. The top five games. We'll pick them right now this week. Buffalo at Miami.
Miami.
Children, yes, I agree. Miami. Mike.
I'm going to go with Buffalo.
All right. How about this? This is the toughest game of the week. Tampa Bay at Philly. Mike.
Which Mike?
Mike. Let's do it like we always do it. Don goes first, then I go, then Mike goes. This is an analysis of the game.
All right. Philly. Because it's in Philly. Mike.
Yeah, I like Philly big in this one.
Mike.
I like the Bucks. The defense has just been unbelievable, and I think the offense might break out a little bit this week.
All right, how about Oakland, San Diego? Game is in Oakland. I don't think San Diego is all that friggin' great. Oakland.
I'm gonna go with Oakland also, Mike.
I'll make it unanimous. I don't think that San Diego's quite ready to play Oakland yet.
All right, how about San Francisco at New Orleans? Yes, the Saints big. Mike.
Yeah, I agree with you. The Saints are going to roll on this one.
I like the Saints, and I hope Terrell Owens gets his clock cleaned.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's pretty obnoxious stuff, isn't it?
Oh, disgusting.
We mentioned that if that had happened during your game, would you have called him a jerk?
Oh, absolutely. I've called him a jerk before.
Good for you.
And finally, what's the last game we got here? Oh, Indianapolis-Pittsburgh is the Monday night game. I'll take the Colts. Mike?
I like Indianapolis also.
I'll go with Indianapolis. Well, we have them against the Redskins the following week, so I want to see them win.
Well, good luck with that. Oh, yeah, what about the Redskins or the Packers? Just, you know, it's not a huge game, but we're going to ask anyway, kind of as a bonus. Anybody want to take the Redskins?
No.
Anybody?
Brett Favre is my fantasy quarterback.
Anybody?
Brett Favre is everybody's fantasy quarterback.
That's true. There you go. Well, listen,
Mike, Steve Spurrier's fantasy quarterback.
I'll tell you something. No BS. We're not this nice to anybody except you. You guys really make Sunday night a true pleasure.
Thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. It's great to listen to you. And Janet says, hi. She's got to feel great for
you. There you go. I always love that story.
The only thing that's a bitch is that the Sopranos are on at 9 o'clock.
Right, right.
But that's when you gotta do the TiVo thing.
Absolutely. You go back and forth like a maniac like I did last time.
All right, Mike. Have a great weekend, my friend.
All right, guys. Thanks very much.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and that's right. One time at one of Joe's weddings.
One of Joe's weddings.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Here he is, Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann. Mike Patrick's wife peeled a grape for him, and we realized what a great marriage he had.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
At one of Joe's weddings, although now...
Yeah, now who am I to talk, right?
You're right. Really, that guy is one of the best.
And nice, I think one of the nicest guys you will ever meet in the business.
Yeah, really hard for us to bust his balls.
Good guy.
And I meant what I said. Production-wise, and as far as looking at the pictures and the views they give you,
right.
ESPN has the top production, I think, even better than Fox.
And if you didn't get enough ball busting in that segment, I'm sure Joe will be on the show at some time this year.
Joe Theismann.
We like to have fun with Joe.
Joe Theismann. It's great to be Joe Theismann. Didn't he say that to you one time? What did he say to you?
I was coming off the golf course, and he was coming off the golf course. I saw him at the golf course, and he says to me, I said, how you been, man? He said, hey, Mike, if I could die and come back as me, I would.
That is a Theismann line. Where's our Theismann tape?
That is a Theismann line from way back. You
know, he pulled a line on me the first time
he's
he ever called.
He's also taking a lot of money off of me on the golf course.
This is the first time the guy ever called our show.
Right.
15 years ago, I'm busting his balls about something when he was still playing for the Redskins. Mm-hmm. And listen to the call and listen to the line that he blows me off with because...
There's no comeback.
It's
no.
Untouchable.
Right.
Don, Joe Theismann. How you doing, buddy? I listen to your show every morning. I'm sitting at my farm, and I just heard the story about McMahon. And let me explain something to you. Okay. First of all, I've been there. See, you haven't been here for a short period of time. Yeah, it is me, Don. I'm not kidding. I'm flat square on. I love your program in the morning, but you don't really know what Joe Theismann's like. You ever been in a Super Bowl?
Oh!
Ouch.
How do you and there was no that? And that's when the friendship began. Yeah, after that.
It's like, ouch! Oh, God, cut me right to the quick. All right, so Buzz, you're on for Sunday?
I guess so, yes.
Okay, come on. Well, get your cutting on my cutting's phone. Let's make this happen. 4:15 kickoff on Sunday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Who's this, Don or Mike?
Yes, both of us.
Well, look, you know, I got a problem from Philly. I live with a bunch of guys who are named Soprano.
Yes.
You're mispronouncing the show. You're saying Soprano, like some faggot singer, you know? It's not
like
Soprano.
Like what faggot singer?
I don't think he was calling you a faggot singer. You know, singing in Las Vegas all the time. He's never changed year after year after
you
year.
You do say the Sopranos.
Yeah, you know, Don says it's just that faggot David Chase that created the show.
Oh, well, we're not going to go over there. You know, I know David back.
How does Tony pronounce it? Has Tony ever pronounced his own name on the show?
I have heard it pronounced Soprano.
Well, Soprano...
And not Soprano.
Soprano okay. Would be...
I know you got a hard on about Philadelphia
hey.
When you came
hey.
Back.
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Slow the what's F down,
what's
buddy.
Going on here? What's going on? You busting my balls about saying Soprano or yes. Soprano?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, why don't you take a breath, pal?
You know, I'm not going to say Dan when your name is Don.
Yeah, but I mean, I think really...
you know, it's not like Dan and Mike.
But, you know, the proper... Buzz has got the dictionary.
Buzz, what's the dictionary say?
According to Webster...
Hey, Guido, shut up.
Pipe down. Now, you'll stop chuckling when you hear that Webster's dictionary says both pronunciations are correct.
Ooh, in regards to what?
The word soprano or soprano.
Oh, it doesn't say like in accordance with the show that we're watching and talking about, right?
I'd be curious how the characters...
And I have heard on HBO referred to when they cut promos on HBO, right. I have heard...
Jesus, they screw up everything.
Can't you find something else to get upset about?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, it's like a deep chord.
I have heard...
Like, you know, you're attacking my mother.
Get a life.
I have heard soprano...
I'm not into this either, by the way.
I have heard soprano and soprano both on HBO when they promo the show.
Right.
And by the way, something.
Yeah, and you know.
What do you care?
I wouldn't let you do your crude and lewd.
Ah, now we have an agenda.
In the country.
Hey, is it love or hate? You want Don's son to go to college in Philadelphia?
There's no love and hate here. There's just rationale.
Rationale. Yeah. I mean, do you like the show, sir?
I love the show.
I will tell you that one of my sons.
I've not always lived in Pennsylvania. In fact,
shut up! Guido. Guido, one of my son's top choices is UPenn.
Bambino.
You're not even listening.
No.
One of your choices is what?
Shut up.
You don't listen, do you?
One of his top choices is a school called...
Hang up on me now.
One of his schools is called... They've heard of it. It's called FU.
No, that's FSU. That's in Florida.
You know, you're not a good listener.
No. Okay? I just dropped the F-bomb on this guy.
That's what he wanted.
No, it's not what I wanted.
Yes, you wanted.
See you Sunday night for the Sopranos.
Soprano.
See you for the Sopranos.
Okay, bud. Thanks for taking my call, by the way, and spending some time with me.
Thank you.
How's it good?
It was very painful.
Bye-bye. Can I hang up first?
Yeah, please do.
Bye-bye.
Hi, bud.
And then he gives the...
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike.
You seem nice.
Okay, so I was watching this preseason game this year that ESPN did, and they go to a shot in the booth, and Mike Patrick says, well, Paul, you were finished, your career was finished before I started watching football, but I grew up watching you, Joe. Now, I'm 27, and I grew up watching Joe. I was there the night he broke his leg at RFK. And Mike Patrick looks older than Joe Theismann, so how can he make that statement?
He was lying. He was telling a joke.
Mike Patrick is 26.
He wasn't. He was dead serious.
Mike Patrick and Joe Theismann have worked together for 15 years. Trust me, they do that all the time.
The joke's a little over your head.
That may be true, but Theismann certainly didn't get the joke because it was...
And neither did you. And neither did you, my friend.
So you have that in common with one of the Washington Redskins greats.
See you on The Sopranos.
Yeah, Sopranos. It's Sopranos.
Oh, like, I know what it is. It's the 6 o'clock hour on a Friday.
Yeah, people go crazy.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike and Buzz, hello.
Hi.
This is Antonio.
Yes.
And it is Soprano. You're absolutely right, Don.
All right, thank you, my friend. Whatever.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Giunta from The Sopranos.
Well,
I never listen to you. Goodbye.
Sorry if you're at least The Sopranos.
6 o'clock on a Friday. No plans? Give us a call.
We'll be back.
This is The Don and Mike Show. The Howard Stern.
Jimmy Dean.
The Don and Mike Show. Conjoined.
And that's okay.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don, it's Mike's show.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Tom, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
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 Hey, Don, you know, talking to your conversation with Rita a few minutes ago.
Rita? You mean Rita or do you mean Frida?
Rita.
Frida.
Frida, your wife.
Oh, yes, Frida, my wife. Okay, all right, sorry. I thought you said Rita.
Frida.
Okay.
And she said that, no, too tired, no, have a headache.
Yeah.
Do you take two things to bed with you? Number one is a bottle of aspirin.
Yes.
Number two is a bottle of No-Dose.
Uh-huh.
You handle the bottle of aspirin. She said, what's that for?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you say, well, your headache. She says, I don't have a headache.
Are you absolutely F-spaced? Are you completely liquored up already?
No, sir.
Come on,
are you trying to tell me a joke?
No.
Is this your resolution?
She says, She says she's too tired. You give her a no-dose. Then there's no problem. She wakes up next.
Saying a joke, he is absolutely plastered.
It's like science, I told you, it's 72 hours of nonstop party. You got to look at your Friday as just the kickoff point of the weekend.
You know, if I'm not working, I mean, right now is a perfectly reasonable time to be absolutely blotto.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yo. Thank you, Rob.
Yo, hello.
Yeah, calling from Philly.
Hi there.
I've been listening since day one, man. I'm telling you, you guys are a breath of fresh air.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Thank you.
It's a...
There it is right now.
There's the air.
The fresh air that was. Hey, you guys kick ass, man. It took me a while to figure this out, but, you know.
Yeah, it always does.
I think you guys... Is that Rob yelling in the background there?
Rob is in the background. He wasn't yelling, but Rob appreciates your kind words, too.
Thank you, my friend.
Rob had the big kid, didn't he?
Yeah, gigantic.
Something like 17, 18 pounds.
Yeah. Gigantic baby. It's going to be on the Maury Povich show, the baby. Is so big.
That's right. And it's doubling in size every day.
Every now and then.
They got a cure for that, Rob.
No, they don't.
hey, Zig Heil.
Oh, God.
Oh. That was a great call on every level, wasn't
That's
it?
That's one of your fans, Rob.
It was. It
hey, Rob.
It was.
Zig Heil.
Hey, right back at you.
One of your friends, Rob.
Right.
Zig Heil. let me see. What are you guys touching again?
Always. He touched me again.
Faggot.
Oh, you're killing me.
We have a gift from God, ladies and gentlemen. God came down. He touched me. He touched Mike. He said, boys, pretty much throughout your lives, you're going to be buffoons. You're going to be laughed at, right? You're going to be social misfits, but I'm going to give you each the gift to review movies that you've not even seen yet. Now, there are a bunch of new movies. The Hogan's Heroes movie, Autofocus, is not in wide release, so we are not going to review that one this week.
We're going to skip that one and wait till next week when it goes wide.
We do have four this week.
Okay.
And we're going to we'll divvy them up.
All right.
We have Punch Drunk Love with Adam Sandler.
You can handle that one.
Sweet Home Alabama, Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
Bowling for Columbine, directed by Michael Moore. Mm-hmm. Formula 51 with Sam Jackson.
Okay. What about The Ring?
That did open too, but that was one you didn't choose.
The Ring was
That's
yes.
A horror movie.
The Ring was one that I only got. I picked the four that I thought would appeal most.
All right.
I
mean, all right.
You want 10 seconds for The Ring?
Well, The Ring is one of the big ones, I thought.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm thinking about... Well, we could do The Ring instead of Sweet Home Alabama. Home Alabama's been out for a while.
Sweet Home Alabama's been out already.
We never did that. Okay. All right, then how about we go Sandler? You want The Ring?
Yeah.
Okay, and then... I don't know which I want. Michael Moore or Sam Jackson?
Take Sam Jackson.
Okay, you got it. All right, well then we'll start with Punch Drunk Love.
Okay, very good.
By Don. Hi, everybody. Don here. Adam Sandler, buddy. Now, I am torn on Adam Sandler because I love The Waterboy. I love Little Nicky. I don't like the movies where he plays the fuzzy, cuddly, warm, lovable doofus like Big Daddy. Mm-hmm. I like the one where he married Drew Barrymore, the wedding singer. Everything I've read about this movie indicates that it's the serious Adam Sandler, and that even though he's going to do that retarded baby talk maybe a little bit, that this is like Adam Sandler's chance to prove to us that he's a real actor,
right,
that he's got some real depth. And all I can say to that is I remember a movie that Bill Murray did called The Razor's Edge, was that the name of it? The Razor's
exactly
Edge?
What it was, yeah.
It's the worst piece of crap I've ever seen. Adam Sandler, I want you acting retarded. I want The Waterboy, too. I say thumbs down on Punch Drunk Love. It's not the Adam Sandler that I love.
All right.
I love. He loves his mambo. Mike, The Ring.
All right.
I don't even know anything about this movie. Do you?
Yes.
Okay, good. You're on.
The Ring is a horror psychological thriller starring, I think, one of the hottest women in movies, Naomi Watts. She is in this movie, and this movie I've seen trailers of, and it looks very, very scary to me. But
Not only is it scary, but it's got Naomi Watts, and I think she is going to be the next big thing. She was in a movie called Mulholland Drive, which was a horrible movie, but it was fun just to watch her on camera. And she's kind of British and Australian. She's a friend of Nicole Kidman. She looks sexy all the time. And the movie looks like maybe it's the combination of real horror with kind of that psychological stuff from The Others, which was a pretty scary movie also. So I recommend this movie. Not getting great reviews, but if you want that kind of movie and you were disappointed in Red Dragon like I was, maybe you'll get that scary fix by going to see The Ring. And if you don't get a scary fix, at least you get to look at Naomi Watts' ass, which is going to be on camera for most of the movie. So I give this a thumbs up.
All right, so The Ring, you're for that.
Yes, I am.
I didn't even have that on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's because we don't do this every week anymore, and I guess the Reese Witherspoon movie's been out for...
Yeah, Sweet Home Alabama, and we can both give it a thumbs down?
Yes.
Yes, okay, very good.
Agreement. boy, I like both of these last two, but we'll go with Formula 51 by Don. All right, I'm going to tell you that Sam Jackson is one of my go-to guys. Much like John Travolta, much like Al Pacino, much like Robert De Niro. How could I say that? Strike me, please God, right now. Much like Denzel, if Samuel L. Jackson is in a movie, I'm going to see it. Now, I've seen ads for this. He has, if you remember how he had his beard in Shaft,
right.
He has the same type of facial hair because the movie starts in the 70s and moves to the 90s. All I know is that he's wearing a kilt.
Right.
He's playing golf. He has the greatest drug that the world has ever known, and he's beating guys up with his golf club. Sam Jackson, to me, is a man's man. He's funny. He kicks ass. And when he cusses, like that scene in Pulp Fiction, it makes me moist. And I don't mean that in a fag way, but I love Sam Jackson. Formula 51 will be the number one movie that I try to get my wife to see this weekend.
Uh-huh. I agree with you, incidentally, on that.
And that leaves, and I think, you agree on that?
Yeah.
That leaves you with the Michael Moore movie.
Bowling for Columbine.
You're on.
Bowling for Columbine by Mike O'Mara. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something about Michael Moore. I've gone hot and cold on him. I loved Roger and Me. I wasn't a big fan of the TV show because I think he picked easy targets, and I don't like it when he does that. When he picks the NRA, which to me is a very big, 800-pound gorilla, that's when Michael Moore is at his best, because we need guys like Michael Moore to walk around and stir things up. And nobody stirs things up like Michael Moore. This is a movie that I think needed to be made for a long time. No matter what your politics are, if you like confrontation, if you like feeling a little uncomfortable because people are saying things that make other people ill at ease, you're going to like this movie. This is Michael Moore doing what he does best, like taking on GM and Roger and Me, going around and talking to these gun people. And some of them are kind of kooky. I'll have you know that, okay? And Michael Moore takes advantage of it. I give this an enormous thumbs up. This is a movie that is absolutely at the top of my list.
Yeah. I agree. I'll go see the Samuel Jackson movie first.
Right.
But I'd see the Michael Moore movie second. So let's review. Punch Drunk Love. Well, I know you hate Adam Sandler all the
time. Yeah, I give it. You give that a thumbs down.
Yeah,
I give it a thumbs down.
Me too.
I think he's a no talent.
I just like it when he acts retarded.
Right.
The Ring. We're going to be split there.
Yeah, you give it a thumbs down. I give it a thumbs up.
Formula 51. Yes, absolutely. Two thumbs up.
I give it a big thumbs up too. It looks good. I saw trailer last night, looks great.
And we're both agreed that Michael Moore, Bowling for Columbine, good.
I hope that's out in a lot of theaters. Is that going to be out wide? Or?
It's showing in Reston. I think that means it's pretty much showing everywhere. Okay? So there you go. That's the gift from God.
It's in Reston.
That's right. If it's at the Reston Town Center, Mike.
Absolutely.
Trust me.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
I guess they canceled the Arnold Schwarzenegger Film Festival.
Big release. They're showing it on some guy's forehead. Right across from the baby gap. The rest of town center.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Chick-fil-A.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
It's me. He made it up.
We got a Pizza Hut Express.
Buzz.
Yes.
There's a guy in California named Brian. Brian. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Brian, you're calling for Buzz?
Yes.
Hi.
I'm trying to see if I could
Say, professional, take Mike's a turn today.
Do you mind if this guy takes your turn after Buzz gives us the tease?
Sir, nothing would give me greater pleasure.
Where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
I'm terribly sorry. That will not be happening.
Goodbye. Buzz, what is the lead story today? I do it all along. Buzz,
a today? Tanker.
Did a woman bite her husband to death?
Did he? Rick, did he?
Did she?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments. Hang up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Mike O'Mara saying professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Quit smelling their belly button. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, for Buzz's News, brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available in finer health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Buzz, if you'll indulge me for a second.
For sure.
Anybody out there with a computer, go to thesmokinggun.com. We've had these guys on the show before.
What do they got this time?
You want to see and you want to hear about the dickweed, the guy who gave the cops the bad information
right
at the Home Depot when the woman was shot on Monday night?
They've got that on the smoking gun?
Here he is, Mike. Let's take a peek.
Oh, I want to eat a picture.
Say
of the
hello
guy.
To Matthew Marshall Dowdy. Take a look at him, and after you get done looking at him, take a look at his two-page rap sheet. And I don't mean, you know, hip-hop music. I mean, take a good look at what this son of a bitch has done. A lot of people have been wondering,
right,
who would have the balls under these circumstances to give bad information to the police to say, I saw the shooting, it was a cream-colored van, the tail light was out, the guy looked like this. Well, this is the guy.
Convicted felon.
TheSmokingGun.com. They got it. So
way to go, Smoking Gun.
You know, that's something we have been wondering about.
Yeah, don't look for that on any of your local news stations.
All right.
Who would possibly do that? Well, there it is.
And I don't mean radio stations.
Yeah,
TV
no, I know.
Stations.
That is one of my stories, as a matter of fact. I just don't have a picture.
Do they have... Well, I wonder if they're going to have it on the local news.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. We'll watch for that tonight.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
Bad-looking guy.
I am looking at a two-page rap sheet.
Wow.
Right.
Two-page. Burglary, larceny, burglary, grand larceny, burglary, grand larceny, robbery,
so,
burglary, escape, assault with injury.
But they didn't believe him?
grand larceny, simple assault.
You know, I guess it'll speak to the way police handle eyewitnesses from now on.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, they'll run probably.
Yeah,
it seemed to me.
Run a credit check on them or something. Jesus Christ.
It seemed to me that would have happened quicker.
They have said that, you know, prosecuting these guys is their lowest priority, and they do still want people to come forward and not be afraid to come forward just because of what happened to this guy. But yeah, his rap sheet got even longer today when they filed him officially with charging a false police report.
Good.
They say he lied about everything. The shooter, the gun, the getaway vehicle. Matt, 37-year-old Matthew Dowdy of Falls Church, was taken into custody this afternoon, and that's the latest on that.
And I would imagine if you're doing the old three strikes, you're out thing, I bet he's got a few of those, right?
That usually, I think, just applies with guns,
oh,
I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll go away for a long time.
I expect so. And again, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, police in Modesto, California, are considering murder charges against a woman who may have bitten her husband to death.
Yee!
45-year-old Kelly Pratt reportedly flew into a rage after her 65-year-old husband, Arthur, refused to have sex with her. Police say she held him down on October 7th, which is my birthday, by the way, and bit Arthur some 20 times. They say most of the bites...
Thank you. I'll be here the rest of the week.
He's here all week.
Yeah. They say most of the bites were on his arm and abdomen, and that many of them were very deep. Pathologist says bites are the most likely cause of death, but at 65, Arthur had a litany of other medical problems, so they're looking into that as well.
Wow.
The head of the FBI says terrorists could try to strike again in the U.S. and soon, and Robert Mueller says he can offer, you'll love this, very little assurance that the FBI can do anything to prevent it.
Hey, thanks, Doofus.
The head of the CIA, meanwhile, says things are not that different now than they were before 9/11. He agrees with the FBI.
More confidence. Well, do something!
George Tenet says, quote, I have a hard time telling the country you should be comfortable. Both men said this to lawmakers yesterday. The terror alert level, though it's still yellow today, has not been elevated.
Sir, my underpants. hey, you want to talk to a really dumb guy?
Yes, oh, I always love that, especially at this time of the show.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Maybe I'm one of the few articulate people from Sacramento who has decent general knowledge about everything, but I don't. What's the whole Sacramento thing anyway? Just for fun. I mean, I think it's funny, but...
Here's the reason for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Says it right on the screen. Doesn't understand the Sacramento dance.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Rob are doing it right now.
Yes, they are.
Sir?
I would spank Rob in Jeopardy any day of the week.
Your simple call. Hold on. Joe is now joining in.
Doing it?
Your simple.
Joe's doing it with a telephone. Special caller, dude.
Your simple call is reason enough to do a dance, sir. The fact that you're calling to ask why people on the show do the Sacramento dance, it's reason enough.
Well, maybe I haven't listened to the show long. I've been probably listening probably a year.
Well, then maybe you should listen longer. Maybe.
We're starting a parade here. We're starting a retard parade.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls of all ages. What's your name, sir?
Bob.
Bob. Here he is.
OB.
Drum Major Bob from Sacramento as both Mike and Rob turn with their synchronized Sacramento dance today.
Really quite impressive.
Today's Sacramento dance focusing on the anus. Wait, hold on, and Mike has moved to the penis.
They've made a turn.
Rob has moved to the armpit, now down to his genital area. And it's a great Sacramento dance.
Pageantry.
Wonderful. Bye, dumb guy.
Hope you enjoyed it.
And again,
he's turning the radio off.
Sign of true dumb guy.
But he does. Radio up in Sacramento.
I don't get it.
Must be a native.
I don't get it.
The Vatican is getting an earful of criticism now that it's rejected the American plan for dealing with sexual abuse by priests. Yes, the Vatican said no to the plan.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. plan took a nearly zero-tolerance stand that the Vatican says violated the rights of accused priests. The church in Rome says the plan conflicts with universal church law and poses as many questions as it answers. Victims groups say it just goes to show that church leaders in Rome cannot be counted on to deal with the problem, and those groups say they'll now try to get tougher laws in the U.S. to deal with abusive priests.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me a P.
P.
What's that spell?
Poop.
You thought I was going to spell poop. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes. The queer duality of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Ah, yes. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's always the quiet ones in suburban Chicago. A 41-year-old librarian's in trouble for doing a trio of 16- and 17-year-old male students. Separately, not together.
Shh, quiet.
Lori Augustine is in jail, looking at up to 15 years in prison after meeting the boys in school and in various secluded outdoor locations. She was caught when one of the boys set her up for a meeting with the police. Quoting a prosecutor, there is no such thing as consensual sex between an underage child, 16 and 17 years old, and an adult. The librarian, who has no previous criminal record, is married and has 6 children.
Oh. See if you can find the Dewey Decimal.
In sports, Baseball Hall of Famer Kirby Puckett's accused of dragging a woman into a restaurant bathroom and fondling her. This supposedly happened in Minneapolis last month in front of several witnesses. Puckett is charged with felony, false imprisonment, and misdemeanor criminal sexual conduct.
You know, his brother's going to be unhappy.
Who's that?
Gary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his union gap. Finally, there's a settlement in the Philadelphia case in which a city utility worker allegedly urinated on a customer's sports card collection. John Wesley Sims has collected $4,500 from the Philadelphia Gas Works, and the urinating employee has been fired, but that's all that's been made public about the case.
Yeah, he's an educated consumer.
Quoting a city official, there's just no excuse, no matter how much a customer yells at you. That is just not a valid response. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Oh, no.
Gotta go.
No.
Everybody.
Matthew Styles. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Mark. See you Monday with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you? No.
No.
Nope. I know you can't.
Have you heard I'm doing my morning show at night?
I've heard that. All right.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.